And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Here tonight, we've got Pisgah basketball. We've got Smoky Mountain coming to town. So looking forward to two great games, folks. Right now, we are in the third quarter of the JV boys game. So we're going to have a little bonus coverage for you. Tonight, you got Jack Webb, Mark Stevenson, and Kevin Lowry bringing you all the action here from Pisgah High School. Jack Hueck back in the studio making everything work for us. So, guys, tonight we've seen the girls, JV girls, go to double overtime and then pick up a big win to get to 4-0. And now our JV boys are up 35-17 here in the third period.
And the JV boys are playing really well.
Yeah, JV boys are playing really well here, folks. What started out as a really, really tight game between the first and second quarter has really opened up here in the third quarter. So, Mark, talk to us a little bit about what you think is going to happen here in the girls' game tonight.
Girls' game, I understand that we're out to 5-0 start. We got a few stats here, if I can locate them, but the girls have the girls have gotten off to a really good start. I think they play hard. Coach Holloway's always got his squad ready to play. And just like you were mentioning here in this boys' game, first-year head coach Robbie Robinson, who is now here in the first year at the JV coach, they play hard. That's the main thing I've noticed about them is they really get after it. Defense, loose balls. He doesn't really care how well you shoot it. You better be able to defend. You better be able to get after loose balls. So it's really fun watching them play.
Yeah, they're off to this win. If we can continue to pull this out, get them to a 2-2 start. You're right. Our JV, our varsity girls are out to a big 5-0 start here. Jack, ranked 31st in the entire state here early in the season in max preps ranking, and that's all classifications, ranked 25th in high school OT overall classifications, number one in overall 4A, both in the RPI and the max preps rankings. So good start here for the Lady Bears.
Well, the NCHSAA went from four divisions to eight. So we're not going to be playing like teams like Ben L. Smith anymore, all those big teams. So the 4A is really tight, but we should be good in the 4A.
Yeah, I think in the 4A right now, again, we are ranked number one. There's a couple teams out there. I think are really good to keep an eye on. Stuart Kramer out there, their point guard is committed to Wake Forest.
Wow.
So really good team, went far in the 3A last year. And then Maiden, we saw them in the preseason. Didn't get to play them, but saw them. I think there'll be some pretty good competition as we get deep in the playoffs, should we make it that far. But certainly hoping to get that far.
So, I like the changes.
Divisions. At first, I was kind of like, I'm not sure about, all the way up to 8A. But after I've seen football go through it, I think it's a good thing for schools, especially like us, depending on our size. We're not having to play against those really big schools.
Yeah, and last year they had, in the past really 8 to 10 years, they've had what they called a socioeconomic factor in there. So it wasn't just based on school size. They had other factors. So you had kids with schools with 2,000, 2,200 playing in 3A with us here at 950.
That's a big difference.
So, you know, it certainly makes a difference. But there's still a lot of good competition in all sports at this level. So I'm looking forward to a really good season here. With the girls, you know, they started out with a really big win. Private school, Asheville School. Everybody that's listening probably is familiar with the Wilson twins that used to play at West Henderson. Yeah, they had transferred in there a couple of years ago, reclassed. So they're in their reclass senior year. Really good team over there at Asheville School. Our girls were able to go in to Asheville School, play on their court, and come out with a big win there. to start the season. So good win for them there.
Great win.
And then a couple of good wins against Irwin and North Duncan. And,
yeah, and Inca was undefeated when we went in over there. So we gave them their only loss so far this year. They'll be coming back. We'll get North Buncombe again out at Western Carolina next Tuesday, folks. So be alert for that. That should be another really, really good game. Boys and girls play North Buncombe over there. So really good start.
And you said that they played a game on Saturday?
They did. They played a game against Charlotte Day. Came up and played Reynolds on Friday night and played us on Saturday. That was pretty tight for the girls through the first half, and we really ran away from them. You know, I think it was about a 34-12 score in the first quarter and a half, or third and half, first half of the fourth quarter, and we emptied the bench. Won that game, ended up by 16, but really pulled away in the second half against a pretty big and a good team from Charlotte Day down there. So, boys played right behind that. Unfortunately, that was their first loss, but probably the best game that I've seen them play. I've seen three of their four games and played a complete game in that game. Had every opportunity to win it, playing hard and looking good. So, how about some stats for those girls?
Yeah, your Pisgah girls, so far, like we mentioned, they're off to a 5-0 start. Leading the team in scoring is Chandler Lowry at 17.8, and also 7.4 rebounds and 3.2 assists. Going down the line here.
That's Alexis Marcos.
Alexis Marcos at 8.4 points, 3.4 rebounds. Kylie Leonard at 7.6 and 6.2. So, obviously senior leadership Chandler is out there leading the pack. Got some good solid girls behind her. I'm excited they're off to 5-0. Yeah, like I said, I didn't know that we had lost a player this year. I was asking you earlier. Obviously had a transfer, but again, these girls, just because you take one girl away from them, that doesn't mean they're not going to be there.
Yeah, they got we got four starters that are seniors back that have played together for an awful long time. That was the team that went undefeated their eighth grade year down at Canton Middle, they're back all together still. You got Jade Cody. You know, she didn't miss the game over at Inca. She got hurt at the end of the third quarter, and she came out, started the season with a really big game. 16 points against Asheville School. I believe she had six rebounds. Hasn't really got back in the scoring column since then. And again, missed that Inca game. But she's a big part of this team as well. And then the one surprise, for me has been Alexis Marcos. You know, we knew what kind of athlete she was from softball. She just signed, by the way, folks. She's only a junior. She just signed with I'll have to recall that. I want to say she's with Belmont Abbey, signed in softball. But she came up from the JV team and averaged in those 8.4. She started out a little slow, but really has picked it up the last few games. So that's been a nice blessing depth-wise. And then you got Lauren Ballou down there that in that Asheville School game. That's what has been nice to me. She came up with 9 big points in the third quarter that actually, it wasn't in the Asheville School game. That was in the North Buncombe game. They got us going and got us to pull away in that game. So every game here for our girls early on, certainly we've had Chandler lead the way with the stats, but we've always had, Kylie Leonard's been steady, Alexis Marcos, Macy Devlin, Bailey Connor, Jade have all stepped in, Lauren Ballou, and Scout Ballou. I've not mentioned her. She's a sophomore on this team. She's come in, played really good defense for us. She's long, can get up and down the court. So we got pretty good depth on this team as well. So a lot of good things here.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking here down the roster, a lot of senior leadership too. So that hopefully that pays off for us down the stretch as well.
Yeah, those four starters that are seniors really kind of paved the way, show the effort level. And they start. This team plays hard, regardless of what you see out of them each and every night. They play hard. So, folks, it's here into the third quarter. Your Bears in this JV game are up 37-25 going into the fourth quarter. So comfortable here, guys, with this 12-point lead. But anything can happen. But playing good right here.
It was a double up for a while, 35-17, but Smokey came back a little bit.
So let's talk about the varsity boys here. New look for that team. They graduated a lot of seniors last year. Got a few key players back, but new coach, a lot of new faces on that team. Talk a little bit about what you guys have seen out of them so far this year, Jack.
Well, you've got Maddox Wright playing, and of course, Mason Putnam is probably both leading the team as seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Maddox has been a real bright spot this year. I think he's averaging about 19 a game. Mason's right there, too, averaging 16, 17 points a game. Campbell Crook has been a somebody that stepped up, you know, after, you know, he started out a little bit, you know, first year up, a little tentative. But the last two games, he has really played well. In the game here against Charlotte Day, which was their first loss, really tight. I think it went into overtime. He had 18 big points in that game.
Speaks well for a sophomore, too.
Yeah, really starting to play well, playing within himself. They've looked pretty good this year. So I'll be interested to see. They got a real good test tonight, though, guys.
Absolutely. Now, you know, again, the thing I've noticed tonight, I talked about the JV boys, but obviously this trickles downhill from the varsity coach, Ben Rodarmer, in his first year at the helm of the Bears. They just bring an intensity. They play hard. They get after the ball. I don't think they have a whole lot of high. You know, I know we got Maddox inside. We're not the tallest team by no means, but we're going to play as hard as anybody we face. I promise you that.
Yeah, they play extremely hard watching them play. They've got a defensive intensity that really shows up at the end of the game, wears the other team down, enables them to stay in the game. Started out, you know, the first game I thought against Irwin, yeah, we had a little bit of that football lag. It was a little rough, but came away with a win against Irwin there. I think we have four kids that came back from the football team. You know, Nick Messer's another one that's really been playing well at that forward position. Getting those guys back and getting them in basketball shape has helped a lot. And they've had to really go hard the last two or three weeks to get back in shape.
It's a different flow, isn't it?
It's a different shape. You know, they're a good football shape, but basketball shape is a little different, getting up and down the court, especially the way we play.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, we say a little bit of a football lag there, but I think if we're honest, we take it every year because that means we're deep in the playoffs in football when we're coming in and, you know, getting a little late start. But
yeah, well, that leads into, you know, that football team this year. You know, we got the reclassification and went four rounds deep this year in the playoffs.
Since 2006.
Yep. So really big year. Lost a tough game. The score may not reflect it, but it was a really tough, hard-fought game that got away from us at the end. But really good season by those kids.
It was. And I'd have to shout out to the wrestling team. I think they're undefeated for the season.
Yeah, they are.
The teams.
Yep, early on. And I look for that team, much like our girls, to really compete deep in the playoffs and possibly compete for a state title this year.
Landon in the 4A, Landon Pope, should be the 4A champion. He was 1 point last year. We played Uhari Charter last year and beat them, and East Rutherford, RS Central in the 4A. That's probably going to be the best teams in 4A besides us.
So, yeah, I haven't had the pleasure to watch Landon wrestle, but just watching him play football, I'm going to tell you, as an old guy, I don't want to wrestle with him.
Yeah, he's physically matured in the last year. He is a big, strong young man that was tough to deal with on the football field, tough to tackle. And I'm sure that he will be tough. He's been tough on the wrestling mat for quite some time, and this year he'll be even tougher.
Mm-hmm. They had lots of seniors that placed at state last year. And I think the regionals will be back here at Pisgah again.
Okay. That'll be awesome.
I think everybody likes coming here.
The folks are back here again. We're at the JV boys basketball game here in the fourth quarter. Got 4:11 left in the game. Your Bears are up 44-31. Continue to battle hard and keep this 12-13 point lead in place, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you could hear over the airways there, but this last trip down the floor, Coach Robinson wasn't really happy with our defensive effort. I think he's got his message across.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to watch him in these first four or five games. This is game four for the JV boys. And Coach Robinson coaches these young men hard. He loves on them. He's fair with them. But he expects a lot of effort out of these young men.
100%. You know, I had the pleasure, it seems like forever ago now, but he and I got to coach together down in Clyde Youth. And actually won a championship down there with some of these boys that's on this team now. So I know how he coaches. He knows what he's doing. He coaches them hard. And the thing is, he cares about the boys. That's the main thing.
Yeah, you can coach young folks hard as long as they know they care. You care about them, and he certainly shows that both ways with his young men. So we have a timeout here with 3:18 left in the fourth. Your Bears have stretched this lead out to 50-31, so they've stretched it out to a 19-point lead. So a nice little run by the Bears here. That's what's awesome. Yeah, they've got a good mix of sophomores and freshmen on this team. I think we're in good shape basketball-wise for years to come as well.
Absolutely.
How do you like the mats at the end of the?
They look good.
End of the gym.
Yeah, I love the bear head on them.
Yeah, they look really, really good down there. Folks, if you're wondering, we've got at the end of both ends of the court, the mats on the wall that protect the young folks have been replaced this year. They're new. Black with the small Pisgah P in both bottom corners. And right in the middle, taking up 2 to 3 cushions there, is a big bear head. And really looks good in here.
It does.
Red eyes.
Red eyes. The intense in the eyes makes it, I think.
I can tell you, I do not want to walk outside my house and stumble upon that guy.
No, absolutely not.
No.
So action has started back here, folks. Smoky Mountain has the ball. Dribble penetration. Shot goes up, and that is missed. Rebound by Smoky back up and in. And Pisgah will inbound and come back left to right. Little bonus action, folks, here. Again, this is your JV boys game. The JV boys up 50-33 here with 2:55 left in the fourth quarter. Little dribble penetration by Pisgah and get a foul on that attack to the basket. The Pisgah's ball underneath their own basket here, inbounded, folks.
Yep, hopefully right here trying to put this thing away. Next foul is going to put us in the bonus, so we can make free throws. I feel like we're going to be good. Yeah, it was back-to-back three-pointers just a minute ago that prompted a timeout. That was kind of a backbreaker.
Yeah, that was a backbreaker for Smokey. That really opened that lead up. These young Bears are really moving the ball, dribble penetration, kicking. Brady Lawing with the attack to the basket, just missed off the front rim. Smoky Mountain rebounds and comes back the other way, right to left. Shot goes up, and that is an air ball. tried to be saved by Smoky Mountain. That will be Pisgah's ball underneath the Smoky basket going left to right here. 2:24 left here in the fourth quarter. Pisgah still leads by 17 here, 50-33 in this JV boys basketball game. So, guys, this past fall, I think the girls' tennis team had a pretty successful year as well.
They did.
So, congrats to them. Coach Harold Shepard always has them playing well in the fall. I think both the fall baseball and softball team performed pretty well this year as well. So, overall, been a really good sports year for Pisgah Athletics.
Yeah, I tell you, I watched the fall wooden bat league over there that Pisgah played in. The varsity boys and the JVs went with them, but this year's looking pretty promising as well. Coach Shepard's got some good arms on the mound this year, and just a lot of experience. I look for them to have a really good year.
And I think they were missing a couple of newcomers as well that were playing football. They couldn't play as much fall baseball. That's going to help build that depth as well. Really look for a lot out of that baseball team this year.
Absolutely.
Got some good leadership coming back. Boone Carver behind the plate. Maddox Wright, we talked about him a little earlier. He could play first, short, center, wherever you really need Maddox to play.
Absolutely.
Men's soccer team, I think, went to the second round.
Did they?
I think so.
Okay. Nice.
So a lot of good activity, folks, here with Pisgah Fall Sports as we get into the winter sports here. Again, your Lady Bears, varsity Lady Bears, are undefeated on the season, 5-0, coming up here after this close of this game. Your JV Lady Bears, now at 4-0 after this the game prior to this, won in double overtime. And, folks, you heard this right. Game went to double overtime. The Lady Bears won by 11. So I don't think you see many OT games.
Nice little run there in the second overtime.
And Lily Inman, folks, is a sophomore for us. She's also a pitcher on our softball team. Had 28 in that game tonight to win it for the JV girls.
That's about going to do it right there. As Dickie B would say, the bus is warming up, I believe.
Bus is warming up. 54-33, your JV boys here up with 107. Create another turnover here. Still playing hard on defense. Get the ball back. Kai gets it in to Grady Lawing. He's got it up top, and he works the offense. Kicks it out on the right wing. Little dribble penetration, attacks the basket. Misses that, but it's rebounded by the Pisgah Bears. So Kai goes back up with that, and he scores to get it to 56-33 here in the fourth period with 45 seconds. So, guys, you can hear Coach Robinson still coaching hard.
I love it.
Ja'Kiah playing hard defensively, didn't move his feet, picked up a foul here at half court, really trying to pressure hard. So can't blame the effort. He just wants a little more execution.
Absolutely.
There, so
take no plays off.
It is a good indication of how well coached your team is when you're up 56-33. So we're up by 23. The other team scored 33, and we're still coaching and playing hard.
Absolutely.
Smoky Mountain shoots the three there. That goes off the back rim. Rebounded by Pisgah on the backside, and they come back out here with 23 seconds left. So this game is about over, folks. Pisgah has it. Looks like they're going to hold it. They go inside. Missed the layup. Good pass inside. Just missed it. They get the rebound. Kicks it back out. That ball is corralled by Pisgah. Got 4.3 seconds. And Grady Lawing says, I'll just hold this one, folks. Yep. There it is, the end of the game here for the Pisgah JV boys. They win 56-33. So we'll get started talking about more about the girls' game. Folks, the Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning that may have for your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Jack, as we get the young ladies taking the court to warm up, what is your key to the game tonight for these young ladies?
Pressure, pressure, pressure. Run, run, run.
So Jack, you remember them from last year quite well.
Yep.
Seen them a little bit early this year. I think you're right. I mean, this team, you know, when we sit back in the half court, I won't say we struggle, but that's certainly not our forte. When we get out in create steals, you look at the number of deflections that we've had that this year and the number of steals, it's very impressive as to what these girls do, which leads to good transition basketball for them. Mark, what do you think the keys to the game are?
I'd like to see us come out and set the tone early. I always think it's key to get off to a good lead, get off to a good start. Gives your girls confidence. I never liked as a coach to have to come out and then dig out of a hole. I just think our experience and the way that our girls play, I think we should be able to get out of the blocks and open up a lead pretty quick.
You know, and you saying that, I would think you've watched every game they've played this year for the first five because they have not gotten out to a fast start.
Right.
And, you know, they've played a really tough schedule, but they've really had to battle hard this year to get to that 5-0 start. Played well, played some really good teams, showed a lot of fortitude and effort to get to that 5-0. So I think you're exactly right. It'd be nice to get to a quick start here. And I think you're spot on. This Smoky Mountain team brings back three starters here tonight, their top three scorers from last year. And then they bring in, I wrote down, there's three freshmen on this team that have added some depth to the Smoky Mountain team. Last year, I think both times we played them, first half was very, very competitive. And we pulled away in the second half because of the depth we've got. This year, they've got a little more depth. They've got a little more confidence. And I say it all the time, they're young enough to not know they shouldn't be winning this ball game.
Right. Yeah.
They come in 4-3. Our Bears come in 5-0. So, you know, on paper, it looks like that our Bears should handle this one. But I'm going to go on record and say that I think this Smoky Mountain team is going to mature and really possibly finish in the top three in our conference this year. So this is a big first game for our ladies.
I agree. I remember Julia McCauley and Aaliyah Voss. Are they seniors? I believe they are.
Yeah, Aaliyah is a senior. And then Kiara Inslee is another senior guard that's a pretty good player. Braylon Mulligan, Coach Mulligan's daughter here. She played travel ball with several of our young ladies over with the Lady Royals this past summer. She's a young lady that continues to improve. She's long, athletic, gets up and down the court well. Those three were their leading scorers last year. So they're a little more guard-oriented, a lot like us. But we, you know, first time I can say that we actually have the height advantage in this game and size
right.
advantage. Usually we're not saying that. But our guards rebound really well. If you look at our guard rebounds on the year, Chandler, you know, our point guard's leading us in rebounds. Then you've got Bailey sitting there at 5 rebounds a game. Jade sitting there at 5.3. Now, Jade is a very tall guard, so you expect her to be there. Macy's averaging 3 rebounds a game. Alexis Marcos, another guard, averaging 3.4. So you blend all that together with the size of Kylie Leonard in there, averaging 6.2 rebounds a game. We rebound really well for a small team.
Absolutely. Giving Cali a lot of help.
So to me, my key to the game is great defensive pressure. Whether we haven't seen a lot of full court this year, we've seen a lot of half court traps and man out of this team. Brandon tends to build up and add things as we go. So we got to get good defensive pressure and get in transition and share that basketball to get easy baskets in this game. I'd really like to get that fast start you were talking about, Mark.
Yep.
To kind of, this is a young team over here with three veteran players coming back that, like I said, if you get them down early, it might not be such a tough game for the full game. If you let them stay in it for a little while, they still build that confidence. And I know this bunch believes. You got Jared Boone here coaching for them.
He's going to coach hard.
He's a really good coach, coaches hard. So we know him well. I expect this to be a good game here tonight.
Absolutely. And like we talked about getting out to a lead, too. A lot of times it just helps the girls relax that, okay, we've got a little bit of a lead. And then now you start playing downhill some, and it's like it makes things just a little easier.
It does. And I will say this. I like how battle-tested our ladies have been this year. They came out, and I knew it was going to be a tough opening games for them. First two might be two of the toughest teams we play all year, and we played them out of the gate at their home court. And we're able to come away with victories in both of those. And you can see as we went, we got back home for two of those, and as we've gone, we've kind of extended those margin of victory as we've gone through. Irwin gave us everything. We got up, guys, by 20 against Irwin in the first half.
Wow.
Took our foot off the pedal, and they made a ball game of it.
Yep.
That's one that, we struggled scoring the basketball. Chandler had a really good game at 29 in that game, and we were able to pull that out. But that was one that I feel like that Coach Holloway will look at and know that we should have probably won that one. They were a really good team, but we should have won that one by a more considerable margin. But he knows they know how to dig deep now. So.
Yeah. Well, obviously, they showed a little poise there holding on to that, because a lot of times when you've got a big lead and a team started coming back, you get a little tight. And next thing you know, it's momentum advantage to the trailing team. But then you start trying to play not to lose instead of keep doing what you're doing.
So, folks, we got 2:50 here until game time. We're going to kick it back to Jack Kuak in the studio before we get started for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL, WPTL Radio, Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice for my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here from Pisgah's basketball gym, the Pisgah Den. We're about to have the national anthem prior to the girls' game, and then we're going to get this game started. So, folks, if you'll stand here with me for the national anthem. Got Jesse Wilkins back here getting the music set. So little delay, guys, as we get ready here. Good crowd here tonight. Both sides filled up pretty good. Looking for some great action here in the boys and the girls game tonight. The both teams have settled down here a little bit as we're working for the national anthem. I think we're going to get Jack Webb to sing the national anthem for us.
I can do it.
If things don't go any better here. And, folks, this is the first time in a long time I've seen technical difficulties here at Pisgah. Here we go. A good student section here tonight, guys. Our student section over there is pretty much full.
Absolutely. I'll tell you who I've spotted over there, too. Kevin, unless my eyes are on, but Pisgah legend Tom Nix sitting over there, it looks like.
Yeah.
I see him on the second row.
Ready to take in some.
Speaking of hard coaching.
Speaking of hard coaching, that's right. So we've got all kind of folks out here as we get ready for the introductions. We're going to introduce both starting five for both teams here in a second. Got the cheerleaders out, ready to celebrate these young ladies at this pregame here. Jared Boone coaching up a little bit over here to our left. And looks like Brandon Holloway's ready to go. He's got there and ready for his girls to be introduced. So again here, folks, we're about to introduce the starting five of both teams.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pisgah High School into tonight's varsity matchup between the visiting Smoky Mountain Mustangs and your Pisgah Bikemakers. Let's meet the starting five.
We're going to meet the starting five of the Mustangs first. And number two, Kiara Inslee, one of those three leading scorers last year. We've got number three, Aaliyah Voss. Another returning starter from last year. We've got number 10. That's Banksley Clemens. It's one of those freshmen I was talking about. Number 12, Braylon Mulligan, a junior. She's a returning starter for this team. And then number 21, Allie Claire Nicholson, another senior on this team. So they've got three seniors, a junior, a freshman starting. Now for your Pisgah Bears, senior number 10, Macy Devlin, guard for Pisgah. Number 11, guard Chandler Lowry, here for Pisgah. Number 13, another senior, kind of wing forward guard, Bailey Connor. And then Alexis Marcos is announced here as a starter. Number 21, she is a junior. And then senior Kylie Leonard here as a starter. They had Jade back. So, folks, let me kind of tell you what happened there. When Jade went down, Jade is, you know, obviously a starter from last year, a starter for the first three games this year. She went down with injury, and Alexis Marcos stepped into that starting role. With Jade back, the anticipation that she was going to start tonight, but it's like Alexis is staying in that starting role, so that gives us some size coming off the bench as well tonight.
I like it. A little depth.
Kylie Leonard jumping for us. Usually Jade does that. Ball goes to Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain gets it out on the left wing. They kick it back. They get it down low to Aaliyah Voss, and she scores over Macy Devlin. Quick 2-0 lead. And they are pressing. Chandler Lowry comes back, and she gets it across to Macy Devlin. Macy kicks it back to the middle to Chandler. We settle it down at half court. Set up the offense. Sounds like they're setting up Carolina. Chandler kicks in, kicks it back to Macy. She rotates it back to Bailey. Bailey tries to get it into a cutting Chandler Lowry. Ball's tipped out of bounds on Smoky Mountain. And Pisgah will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Chandler has it. She gets it into Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard goes up with two and scores. The score now is 2-2, and Pisgah comes out in their own press. Ball gets by, and Alexis Marcos gets that steal, and she tries to get it to Macy but throws it away. Steal back, but Alexis Marcos steals it back for Pisgah. She kicks it to Bailey. She gets it into Kylie Leonard. She misses the layup, gets the rebound, though, goes back up and gets the foul. So four quick points here for Kylie Leonard underneath. You can see that size difference that we have down there that really makes a difference. And that free throw is missed by Kylie. Chandler's putting pressure on Aaliyah Voss, bringing it up and slows that down. Kick it out to the left. Chandler gets the steal. She goes back down. She takes it all the way to the basket. That's missed, but rebounded by Bailey Connor. She goes up. That's blocked, but she gets it back. And Aaliyah Voss comes out of there with it, and she heads back down the other way. Bailey tries to tie it up, but it gets it loose, and Smoky Mountain recovers. A three-point shot by Smoky. That's rebounded by Macy Devlin. She comes out dribbling. We've got numbers up ahead, but she pulls it up. Then she gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes up for the shot, and good. 6-2, Pisgah. Pisgah still pressing here. They get it up the sidelines. Little push off by Smokey, but she falls down after she does that. Shot goes up, hits the side of the backboard, but rebounded. It's fought for in a jump ball, and that ball is going to go to Pisgah here with 6:10 left in the first quarter. Your Bears up 6-2. It's a fast action by both teams here, guys.
Absolutely. Attacking goal. That was a great baseline drive by Chandler.
Smokey comes up in a 1-2-1 kind of three-quarter press. Chandler beats that, no problem. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey drives it to the corner. Kicks it back out top to Macy. Macy drives in, and they get a foul on the dribble penetration. And that foul is going to be on number three, Aaliyah Voss. And that will be her first, team second. Chandler has the ball underneath. She's taking a look. She gets it out to Macy at the elbow. She kicks it over to Kylie Leonard. She takes it up and in for Kylie. 6 quick points for her. 8-2 Pisgah here. Smokey gets by us, and they get back the other way. We do a good job of getting dribble penetration. Rebound by Macy. She looks up, finds Alexis Marcos running. That shot is up and good, and quickly it's 10-2 for Pisgah. And a quick timeout by Smokey. Had Alexis up the court, had Chandler on the other side. Finds Alexis, and we get that easy basket. Go ahead.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a view of your personal business insurance needs.
So, Mark, the start you said we needed.
I like it.
We came out. We haven't pressed in the first half all year until tonight.
Yep.
And we're pressing, creating a little chaos for Smokey, rushing him into some shots on the other end, rebounding and sprinting the floor well right now.
Absolutely. We're attacking the basket. I really like that.
This is a really quick lineup we have in there. And Chandler puts the pressure on number 12 as they get it in, and she steps out of bounds. So another turnover on Smokey. And that was Braylon Mulligan when she stepped out of bounds with Chandler's pressure. Chandler has the ball up top. Braylon Mulligan is guarding her. She gets it to Macy on the wing. Chandler cuts. Macy goes. And she finds Chandler on the outside. She pulls back out. She attacks. And looks like they called a jump ball. Not sure how that one was, but a little bump there. But
I thought Mike could have got a foul there instead of a jump ball, but quick whistle.
Yeah, so the jump ball goes to Smokey. Pisgah's going to be in a full court 1-2-1. They call it their diamond. Chandler puts the pressure on there, causes the pass up. They get it back to the middle. They settle down. Bailey gets it.
That's a hold.
Bailey got the deflection, and number three, Aaliyah Voss, put her in the bear hug. And that's going to be a foul, another foul on Smokey Mountain to turn the ball back over to Pisgah. It's a great pressure up top by Bailey and Chandler and Macy there.
It could have been an intentional foul against Voss.
Yeah, easily, because that would have been an easy layup for us. Chandler brings it out, kicks it out to Macy. She cuts. Macy finds Kylie cutting. That shot goes up and is missed. Rebounded by Smokey on the backside.
Mulligan
brings it up the right side. She looks across. Kylie Leonard gets the deflection, and it goes off of Smokey Mountain, and the ball comes back to Pisgah here, up 10-2 with 4:52 left in the first quarter.
21. Ellie Claire Nicholson tipped the ball out of bounds.
Chandler brings it up. She's got it at half court. Calling a play. Kicks it over here to the left this time to Macy. Macy dribbles to the right. Finds Alexis Marcos out on the perimeter. She kicks it back to Macy. Macy has it up top. Finds Chandler outside. Chandler dribble penetrates. Gets to the hole. Left hand
is
back. And a 2-12-2 Pisgah.
Again, attacking that basket. I love it.
We're double teaming here. Voss, she tries to get it. Double bounce pass to Mulligan. She gets it out, and they slow it down. They get it back out, kick it to the right. Another deflection for Pisgah. We get off a three-point shot by Voss. That's off the rim. Rebounded by Smokey on the backside. She pushes it out to the three-point line. Another three-point shot contested by Chandler that time. That is off the mark. Rebounded by Macy, but she's going out of bounds and tosses it back in. Recovered by Smokey. They kick it back around. Voss decides to dribble penetrate this time, and they get a foul on Pisgah, this time on Kylie Leonard. That's the first foul on Pisgah this quarter. And with that, we've got Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, and Jade Cody coming in. Bailey Connor and Chandler Lowry stay on the court. Smokey inbounds the ball. They get it back to the top. They got it up. Dribble penetration. Looks back on the three-point line. Voss has it up top. Chandler's guarding her. She tries to dribble penetrate. Kicks back out. Kick it back around. The freshman throws up one. Rebounded this time by Chandler. Chandler brings it out and pushes hard. She's going end-to-end. And,
they called another jump ball.
She's had it a little rough this year, gentlemen. They're not going to give her any calls this year. She can hold her own, though. She's all right. So with that jump ball, Pisgah will have the ball underneath her own basket. Chandler will inbound the ball. and set the play up. Chandler's looking. She finds Bailey cutting. She kicks back to Chandler. She kicks to the top to Lauren Ballou. She rotates it to the left to Jade. Jade dribble penetrates, gets in the paint, jump shot. That's off. Rebounded by Lauren. She puts it up. That's missed. Rebounded this time by Scout Ballou. She goes back up for two. Scout Ballou with two get us 14-2 Pisgah. Smokey comes back quick the other way.
Long.
Looks like a walk, but they did not call it. They kick it back to Leah Voss. That time a little nitpicky foul there on Bailey Connor for reaching. That is Pisgah's second foul of the quarter, first on Bailey Connor.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious, gentlemen. Smokey inbounds it from the side opposite us. They're moving left to right. Double dribble penetrate into traffic. Tries to kick it back out. Chandler gets the deflection, and it goes off of number two. That's Kiera Inslee for Smokey. Falls back to Pisgah. Chandler brings it up. She kicks it left to Jade here at half court. Jade kicks it out to Scout. Scout dribble penetrates. Tries to look back for Chandler. That is stolen by Braylon Mulligan. She goes end to end, misses the layup, rebounded by Scout Ballou. She outlets to Jade Cody. Jade Cody's looking up. Got several options there. Nice pass to Lauren Ballou underneath. And she hits the jump shot. And that is 16-2 Pisgah here early in the first quarter. Another steal or deflection, I should say, by Scout Ballou. But that goes out of bounds. So 2:23 here left in the first quarter. Your Bears up 16-2, just what we wanted here early in the first quarter, or late in the first quarter. Jade's pressuring up top. She's on number 10 for Banksley Clemens for Smoky Mountain. She dribble penetrates, gets to the basket, throws it up, and that goes in for Smoky Mountain. It's going to be their second basket, and that foul is going to be on Scout Ballou. Excuse me, that is on Bailey Connor, her second. With that, we get Macy Devlin and Alexis Marcos back in the game. They get Bailey and Chandler. Free throw is up by Banksley, and that goes in. It's now 16-5. Your Bears are there. The press, Jade has it. Little problem for her. She finally gets it back to Scout. Scout gets it to Macy. Macy gets it up. Goes off of two Smoky Mountain feet.
Good gracious.
And the ball comes back out. Smoky finally gets the steal. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. The attack by Aaliyah Voss. Nice move by her. Alexis Marcos with the rebound on the backside. She dribbles up. Finds Scout Ballou up the court. She gets back up. She finds Lauren Ballou on the backside. She goes up. That's a missed layup. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. She goes up. Gets blocked.
Fouled again.
And Smoky's off the other way. Smoky Mountain has it. That's Voss with a three out there. That goes off the rim. Macy Devlin with a rebound. She comes up, pushing the ball up the court. She pulls up, looks backside, finds Alexis Marcos. She dribbles in, jump shot short, and that is a miss and rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain slows it up this time coming up the court. Again, 16-5, your Bears are ahead with 107 left here in the game. Aaliyah Voss with the ball out on the perimeter. Scout Ballou guarding her. She pulls it up top. Looks like she is comfortable wasting a little bit of time here late in the first quarter. They get a high screen there from Braylon. Braylon gets it back. Three-point shot's up. Missed. Rebounded by Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin tries to go the other way, and that's going to be a foul on number 20 for Smoky Mountain.
Haley Paris.
And that is the team fourth, so we're one away from shooting free throws here. Again, 16-5. This time, Macy inbounds to Jade. She brings it up. Coach Holloway calls out the play. Jade kicks it to Macy to the right. Macy dribble drives to the left. She looks outside to Alexis Marco. She dribble drives and turns it over to Smoky Mountain, and Smoky Mountain's back the other way. They find Braylon up the court. Braylon Mulligan with the little jump shot. It's now 16-7. Your Bears ahead with 20 seconds left. Macy finds Alexis Marcos. She finds Lauren Ballou up. Lauren Ballou misses that shot. Rebounded by Scout Ballou, though, and she gets fouled on the putback.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. call 579-3029 for a fast quote for day.
And Scout Blue makes that first Messimer Insurance free throw. She'll have a second one here. That gets the score to 17-7 with 13.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Off the back rim, but that goes in. Second one good for Scout. And Pisgah picks up where they left off, pressing here full court. Smoky Mountain gets it up court, dribbles in, and Alexis is guarding Banksley really close there. Lauren Ballou gets the steal and another foul on Smoky Mountain, and that will send Pisgah back to the line here with an 18-7 lead with 3.6 seconds. Not what Coach Jaribboom wanted there.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Lauren Ballou with the free throw, and that's up and good. That's 19-7. Your Bears are ahead. Second one is up and good. That's 20-7 here with 3 seconds left. No fouls here. Smokey gets it up in time. They get it to about the half court after that 3.6 seconds left. And we're going to go to the second quarter with your Bears leading 20-7. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.com, your network for Pisgah Athletics.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Jack, what's your thoughts here?
So far, so good. Like we said, run, 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 press, press, press.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. Mark, change anything at this point?
No, pedal down, pedal down. Refuel and pedal down.
So we've got the five starters back on the court. That's Alexis Marcos, David Connor, Chandler Lowry, Kylie Leonard, and Macy Devlin. Smoky Mountain gets the ball to start the quarter. They come down. They take a three to start. That is in.
Garrett Inslee.
Garrett Inslee with the three. Inbound the ball to Chandler. She kicks back to Bailey Connor. Gets it ahead to Alexis Marcos. She kicks it ahead to Macy Devlin. She goes up, and that is good for Macy Devlin. 22-10. Smoky Mountain pushes it back. Pisgah's pressing, and Smoky Mountain goes out of bounds. She's wanting that call, but that's a turnover back to the Bears. So Bailey Connor will take it in over there. She inbounds to Chandler Lowry. Chandler sets up the play. She gets it to Macy Devlin on the right side. Macy dribble penetrates to the right. She goes up and through. No good. It's hit outside, though, and that goes out on Smoky Mountain, and the ball goes back to Pisgah. Bailey in to Chandler. Chandler looks in. She finds Kylie, but that gets knocked out. Good steal by Brother Mulligan there, and deflection by number 21 for Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain comes the other way here with 7:05 left. Your Bears up 22-10. Chandler's guarding Braylon Mulligan up top. A lot of pressure here. She dribbles back. She finally kicks back out to number 21. They get it outside to Voss. Bailey Connor's on her. She goes in, dribble penetrates. Chandler gets a piece of that shot and rebounded by Chandler. Goes back. Chandler pushes it back the other way. She gets all the way to the rim, and that's another reach, and goes out of bounds on Smoky.
I think poor Chandler, they're playing the Jordan rules here.
Yeah. When we were over at North Buncombe, she had two pump knots and a black eye the next morning on her forehead.
Yeah, so. I can see why.
She gets it inbounds to Bailey. She gets it back. Bailey dribble penetrates. She kicks to, looks to Macy. Macy kicks to Chandler. She has it up top. She dribble penetrates. She pulls it back outside. Alexis is there. Alexis is coming this way. Kicks it back, backside to Bailey Connor. Bailey kicks it over to Alexis Marcos. Alexis Marcos dribble penetrates, kicks it to Bailey. Bailey for the three, and that is in for Bailey Connor, 25-10. Come back, Chandler gets a deflection out of bounds. We're just trapping fast here.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
So first three-pointer for us tonight goes down. We come out to a full court man-to-man now, guys, so we switched it up a little bit. Alexis Marcos on the ball. Dribble penetrate. They get it up to number two. She kicks it out of Banks.
The wall.
There. Looks
My
like
goodness.
A walk there. Bailey is guarding Aaliyah Voss up top. They try to set a double screen up there. Good switch by Macy Devlin. Voss dribble penetrates. She kicks back out. The kick back out to the left side. Dribble penetration. And that is stolen on the pass. Looks like it a jump ball. The ball will go back to Pisgah. I thought Kylie Leonard had her a steal there. The jump ball goes back, and Smokey decides to pull back, and Chandler quickly pushes it up the court. She gets it to Macy. Macy gets it back in to Kylie. Kylie gets it to Macy. Macy gets it to Bailey. Bailey gets it back to Alexis Marcos, and it's finally back in Chandler's hands. Chandler slows it down. She gets it to Macy. She looks for a cutting Alexis Marcos. She finds Kylie Leonard, and Kylie Leonard dribble penetrates to put
underneath the basket.
27-10 now, Pisgah. And Bailey, we're back in that press, and Bailey's pressing, and they get Bailey for her third foul here, guys. So that's the only negative we've got here going on so far tonight. 5:04 left here in the second quarter. Your Bears up 27-10. Macy and Bailey come out. Jake Cody and Scout Ballou come in. Ball's inbounded by Smokey. Alexis is on the ball up top. Dribble penetration by their guard. That goes up, and that is rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it stolen away by the young lady for Smokey. She blocks the shot, rebounds it, gets it back to Chandler. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard dribble penetrates, and that's up and good by Kylie Leonard. And 29-10. Boy, we get up the court fast, gentlemen.
We sure do. You blink, you might miss something right here.
Well, that's a timeout by Smoky Mountain.
Timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, it's 4:36. That's the second timeout by Smoky this half. We're up 29-10, so a great start for us here in a quarter and a half. Scoring at will, playing fast, and getting points from a lot of places here.
Absolutely. We got seven girls in the scoring column. Things that impressed me, too, is how we move the ball around. We play really unselfish. They move it so quickly. I sat here listening to you call the play. I mean, you barely have time to pick up pass.
Yeah, I feel like I've got to have a good memory because I'm about, folks, if you didn't know it, I'm about 2 seconds behind every pass. So, but exciting action here for us with the Lady Bears here. You can see why they're ranked so high right now in the state. If they continue to play this well, they're going to be tough to beat as we move through this season. So back in the press, a deflection again, this time by Chandler. Smoky Mountain threw it in. They tried to kick it back. Chandler almost got that steal, knocked it out of bounds. And Smoky will retain the ball going left to right here. They get it in. They get it back up top to Brooklyn. Walk. Looks like a walk three times. Walk. Oh,
walk
my.
Twice.
Yeah, she took two or three steps there. And they let it go. The young lady gets it up to Braylon Mulligan. Braylon Mulligan goes up, and that foul's called on Lauren Ballou. It will send Braylon Mulligan to the line. I think that might have been a sympathy call there, gentlemen.
think you're right.
That first free throw is up and no good for Braylon Mulligan. Second free throw is up and good. Lauren Ballou gets it, inbounds to Chandler. Full court press here. Chandler quickly gets it to Jade, and that fast, Jade's taking a shot. She misses. Kylie Leonard with a rebound. She's up and good again. And that is 31-11, Pisgah. Smoky Mountain bringing the ball back here left to right. Jade with the pressure up top. Smoky Mountain decides to slow it down this time. Pisgah's in a half-court man. Really ran that full court there, so not the full court pressure. They kick it up top to Kiera. And Kiera throws it, and that is stolen by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler on the backside, and Chandler finishes there, 33-11. It's a nice steal and push up the court by Kylie Leonard. Finds Chandler streaking up the backside. Smoky Mountain's coming back the other way. They get it up the court, and they pull it back out. They got it at the three-point line. A little two-point shot's up, no good. Rebounded by Chandler. She quickly pushes back the other way. She's going up, and
come on.
She got fouled by two young ladies, but they call it a block and out of bounds, and Pisco will retain the ball here.
This Brassard wasn't a jump ball, right?
That's right. Chandler's looking. She finds Kylie Leonard, and Kylie Leonard gets frustrated and pushes the young lady from Smoky Mountain. Can't get frustrated there. We got to keep her cool. And that quick, Coach Holloway knows Kylie's playing well. Got to calm her nerves a little bit.
Yep.
He gets Macy back in the game, and Kylie Leonard takes a seat here with 3:15 and the score 33-11, your Lady Bears. Smoky Mountain with the ball up top. This time, Chandler Lowry on the ball up top on Aaliyah Voss. Ball's kicked out to the left. Dribble penetration back to the right. Kick it back out to a three. And number two, Inslee, makes that. That quickly, we inbound the ball back. Chandler finds Lauren Ballou down on the other end. But she gets tied up. And ball goes out of bounds to Smoky Mountain. So the score now is 33-14 with 2:52 left here in the second quarter. Smoky Mountain gets a few subs in here. And Smoky's looking to get it in. They're having a hard time, but they get it in. Mulligan gets it up the court. They try to look back. That is blocked by Scout Ballou, but they gave him the foul on the other end.
Foul from half court.
A lot of boos you hear from the Pisgah faithful here. Even though we're up 19, you know, the calls don't need to go sideways here. That's four fouls on the Bears this quarter, none on Smoky Mountain. It's a more physical nature on this end that's not being called. First free throw by Mulligan is up and no good. Bears remain up by 19 here. Second free throw is up and no good, and the ball is deflected off of Smoky on the rebound. And the ball will belong to Pisgah, coming right to left here with 2:47 left in the second quarter. 33-14, your Bears lead. Chandler sets it up. She kicks it left to Jade Cody. Jade dribble drives. She goes. She tries to kick it out but turns it over. Stolen back by Lauren Ballou. She kicks it to Macy Devlin. She looks cross-court to Scout Ballou. Scout goes back to Macy. Macy kicks to Chandler. Chandler dribble drives. Gets all the way to the paint. That goes off the front rim. And that is a deflection off of Smoky and Pisgah's ball. Chandler will look to inbound it. She finds Jade for the quick jump shot. And that is good. 35-14, Pisgah. Smoky inbounds the ball. Quick pressure again by Pisgah. Smoky this time beats it. They get it all the way up to the other end, and that's another foul on Scout Ballou. That'll be her second, team sixth foul this quarter with 2:08 left in the quarter. And number 25 for Smoky Mountain, which is
Molly Francis Ramunzen.
First shot is up and good. That makes it 30, 35-14. Second one misses. Rebounded by Jade. She kicks out to Chandler. Chandler quickly pushes up. She pulls it back out and tries to set up the offense. Chandler has it up top. We're looking to spread it a little bit. Trying to set up Carolina. Braylon Mulligan knocks it out of bounds on the deflection. And here Alexis Marcos comes in for Scout Ballou. Jay gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets up top. They're looking to set up a screen. Now she gets it to Jade up top. Gets it to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. And that will be a foul. First team foul on Smoky Mountain.
Smoky Mountain.
Chandler will inbound the ball from underneath her own basket. She looks. She finds Jade wide open. Jade goes up, and that is missed, but a foul is called. We'll send Jade Cody to the free throw line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
And that first free throw is up and good by Jade Cody. That gets the score to 36-15. Second free throw is up, and that is no good, just short. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. They outlet pass. Aaliyah Voss gets down the court quickly. She misses that. Rebounded by Jay Cody. She dribbles out. Got Chandler on the backside. She does a good job of pulling out. Look at her. Passes in there. It's deflected away. Chandler gets it. She dribble penetrates. She kicks out to Alexis Marcus for a wide open three, and that is good. 39-15.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
A nice three-point shot there by Alexis Marcos. Good kick by Chandler. Smoky Mountain comes back the other way. Three's up and good. Rebounded by Aaliyah Voss. She kicks back out to Mulligan for a three. That's off. Rebounded again. This time deflected out of bounds on Alexis Marcos. So Smoky will keep the ball with 58.3 seconds left here in the second period. Your Bears up 39-15. Ball's inbounded. Get it down low to Voss. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Jade Cody. She brings it out. She gets it out left to Chandler Lowry. Chandler has it. She's setting up the offense. She finds Macy Devlin. She gets it to Jade. She gets it to Chandler. Great cut, great pass, and Chandler with another two, 41-15. Your Bears are ahead with 29 seconds left. Smoky Mountain tries to get it up, and that ball is thrown out. They look exhausted, gentlemen.
I tell you, the pace that our girls are playing at, there's a reason for them to look exhausted, you know.
So now Molly comes in. Molly Watson comes in for Jay Cody. Chandler finds her out on the wing. She kicks back to Chandler. Chandler thinks about the three. She kicks over to the right to Macy. Macy finds Alexis Marcos cut, and she kicks back out to Lauren Ballou. She takes the shot that comes off the back rim, and they say that is off Chandler on the backside. Smoky Mountain ball here with 8.5 seconds left. Your Bears up 41-15. Chandler's on the ball. Aaliyah Voss, she's 3 seconds. It's thrown up at half court, and that goes off the rim. Molly Watson with a rebound to end the second quarter with your Bears up 41-15. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO, WPTO Radio, your voice of Pisgah Athletics.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box for your halftime show.
It's time for the Halftime Show, brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
So, folks, we're back to you for the Halftime Show. If you didn't catch that first half, Fast and Furious by your Lady Bears jump out to a big lead here at halftime, 41-15. Got some stats for us, Mark?
Absolutely. First half, like I say, we got out to a quick start, running the floor, leading the way for us. Well, we had really balanced scoring. I think we had seven, eight girls in the scoring column. Chandler's got four, two rebounds. Jay Cody came in. She's only got 3 points right now, but she had five rebounds coming off the bench. Blue with three. Scout Blue, that is. Alexis with five. Lauren Blue with four. And Kylie Leonard leading the way with 12. The impressive thing is we're 5 of 6 from the free throw line and 2 of 3 from the three-point line. Now, on the other hand, notable thing, they got one girl with six leading the way, the Inslee girl, but they were 3 of 7 from a free throw line, and they were 2 of 11 from the three-point line. They're not scared to put it up there.
They're not scared to put it up, but they can shoot it if you give them time. We're just rushing that shot. Balanced scoring for us, 8 girls, I think, is what you had there in the scoring column. Kylie with 12, Chandler with 8, several with 5 and 4 there. And Jade Cody, I have to say, she's got that 3 points, but probably leading us in rebounding here coming back in tonight. So big pickup having her back in this lineup to help with the rebounding. But the one thing I noticed there, not only do we have 8 girls in the scoring column, we've got 8 girls in the rebounding column.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing I probably missed was it's hard to keep up with the assists as fast as these girls are playing. I know we got more assists than that. It's just it's moving pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I would tell you probably half of the buckets we got tonight are on assist.
Absolutely.
There's not a lot of forced shots. There's a lot of sharing of the basketball. Getting good open looks in transition and from the three, which goes to the high percentage.
Yep. I'd say another thing I noticed we did really well there in that first half, Kevin, was we moved good without the basketball. Not a lot of teams do that, but these girls, I like watching them when they're off on the ball side. They're moving to the open spots. They're cutting. They just do a really good job moving without the ball.
Hey, Jack, what do you see? What do you think Coach Holloway's saying to his team right now?
Keep them at bay and put the subs in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. But and I think he's probably reminding them right now. I think when we talked earlier before this Irwin game, we got up by 20 in the first half, and we came back in kind of loose with a mentality that it was going to be the same way. And they battled back. They hit a lot of threes in the second half against us to get them back in the game. I don't think we scored in that game in the first 7 minutes of the third quarter.
That's not good.
And had 5 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So we got to continue doing what we're doing. I'd like to see the deflections and steals we got in that half as well, and forced turnovers. We may not have got the steal a lot of times, but we were forcing bad passes and turnovers because of the pressure we put on them.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So, guys, go ahead.
And that's a stat that doesn't show up, but on the court when you're watching the game, it really makes a difference.
And I'll say this. When you've got Alexis Marcos, Bailey Connor, and Chandler Lowry up top,
it's tough.
There's tough on the other team's ball handling.
That's some chaos right there.
Yeah. So all of them are quick. All of them are shifty. All of them can get up and down the court. And it creates chaos for the other team. And then on the back end, Jade, Kylie, Macy on the back end are great at getting in the passing lane and getting those steals or deflections when we put all that pressure on up front. So good to see. So we got the boys game coming here. 6-1 Smoky team coming in. 2-2 Bears. Bears continue. We won our first two. We've lost the last two in close games against really good teams. So continue to play well there. I expect this game to be a good one.
It looks like. I haven't followed much about Smoky Mountain, but like I say, I know our boys. I've been tracking them. They play hard. Looks like, I don't know, it may have us a little bit in size. I got a couple of big boys down here, but again, I promise you that we're not going to play any harder than we play. Probably going to be another fast-paced game.
It will be. Smokey likes to play fast. The size is a little deceiving for them because they really like to play on the perimeter and get up and down the court as well. We are led by Mason Putnam, Maddox Wright, and then Campbell Crooks came on along. We've got a trio there. They're led by their own trio. They got Custer Pringer back. He's Ace. Averaging, I think, 19. Ace is averaging 17. And then they got Ben Brown back as well, another starter from last year, averaging 19 a game.
I think Ben Brown's been there at that school for 8 years.
It seems like it. I could tell you. Yep. You know, watching my son come through, and he played 4 years here, and I feel like Ben Brown was on this playing against him for 4 years. That would make it his fifth season. And I know that's not eligible, right? So he must have started his freshman year as well, and it only been 3 years. But it seems like – I'm glad you said that, Jack, because when I was looking at these stats, I have to be honest, I saw the name Ben Brown, and I said the same thing. I feel like he's been here forever.
Well, you can't forget about Lane Clemens too.
Yeah, and he leads them in assists this year. He runs the show for them, gets everybody involved. When you've got three guys that are averaging 17 plus a game through seven games, you know they got pretty good distribution, and they've got somebody at the top that's running the show and distributing the ball for them.
Like Chandler does.
Yep. Yep. So pretty impressive team. We'll have our hands full tonight. But this is one, you know, I've thought all year long is a coin toss for us. Important first game in conference. Why it's so important for our girls to get out for a good start. Same thing with the boys. The boys have had great energy. They've lost two close games coming here into this one. If they could rebound and get a win here tonight, keep that momentum going, and it could blossom into a really good year for them this year. So we're here with 1:26 left before the second half starts for our girls. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your voice of Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at Pisgah High School.
So we're back here, folks. Starting the second half, Pisgah comes out with a starting lineup of Chandler Lowry, Macy Devlin, Alexis Marcos, Kylie Leonard, and Bailey Connor. Up 41-15. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard underneath, and she scores another basket underneath, gets it to 43-15. And Pisgah still pressing full court here in that diamond press that they're known for. Smokey puts up a three. That's off. That rebound comes out to Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler Lowry streaking up. Chandler Lowry goes up, and she's good for two. 45-15 here. Chandler gets a steal, finds Macy Devlin. Touché right back at you, Macy. She scores two on the backside.
6 points and
And Chandler gets a deflection for a steal back to Bailey Connor. They call a foul on Chandler, though, on that one. And that's her first, team first. 6 points in 45 seconds here.
45 seconds.
So Coach Holloway has put his foot back on the gas here. Smoky Mountain bringing it up with the press. Bailey Connor up top. Voss beats that. They find her young lady down low. She tries to pass it. Kylie Leonard gets the steal. She finds Chandler. Chandler quickly goes the other way. She finds Alexis Marcus outside. She dribble penetrates. Finds Bailey Connor out. She finds Chandler Lowry for the three, and that's off, but rebounded by Bailey Connor. Bailey goes back up, misses that, and the rebound goes to Smoky Mountain. And that is a jump ball call on the rebound. So the ball will stay with Smoky Mountain under our basket here with 6:49 left in the third quarter. Your Bears up 47-15. Ball's in. Leah Voss gets it up the sidelines quickly. Your Bears retreat quickly. Get a half-court set up. Voss goes to the basket. That's missed. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She tries to take it out. Gets deflected. Finally gets it to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates up. She gets all the way to the basket.
Fouled again.
Looked like she got fouled again with no call.
Man.
And rebounded by Smokey. Goes back the other way. Chandler's up top. Ball goes back to Voss up top. They kick it right to number 20 for Smokey. She comes off. Banksley comes off. She puts it up. That is no good. Rebounded. Goes out of bounds on Smoky Mountain, and it will be Pisgah ball here with 6:08 left in the third quarter. Macy Devlin will inbound the ball to Chandler Lowry. Smokey has decided to pull all the way back instead of pressuring us, which is probably a good move on their behalf. Macy tries to set the screen up top. Chandler comes off of it, gets it back to Macy. She finds Kylie. She finds Chandler getting in. Chandler finds Kylie, kicks back out to Bailey. Bailey tries to kick it to Chandler. It's deflected out of bounds on Smokey. So Chandler will inbound the ball underneath her own basket, kind of over here towards her own bench. She's looking. She finds Macy out. Macy dribble penetrates, kicks to Bailey. Bailey kicks to Chandler. Chandler pulls it back out. Chandler dribble penetrates, kicks to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates, up with a floater. That's no good. And rebounded by Smokey. She kicks it out. Alexis Marcos puts a little pressure on. Quickly she finds young lady from Smokey on the backside. I think that was Mulligan. She tried a pass to the backside, forced that out, and turns it over. Ball goes back to Pisgah. Chandler has it. She's bringing it up. 5:21 left. Set a high screen up top. And it's a foul on Braylon Mulligan. Surprised they gave us one there. But so Pisgah will have the ball outside. That is the first foul on Braylon Mulligan. That is number two. First foul on Smokey for the half, or for this quarter. Number two on Braylon Mulligan. Chandler has it up top. She kicks it right to Bailey. Bailey kicks it right to Macy. Macy finds Chandler on the outside and deflected by Smokey. Ball will be inbounded by Pisgah on right in front of our bench here in front of our fans. Macy has it. She finds Chandler up top. Chandler kicks it to Bailey. Bailey kicks it to Alexis. Alexis dribble penetrates, finds Chandler. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard underneath. She goes up and missed, but rebounded by Alexis Marcos. And Smokey's getting a little testy here. Score here again, 47-15 Pisgah. 4:53 left in the third quarter. Chandler inbounds the ball. She's looking. She finds Kylie Leonard underneath. She dribbles left. Kicks back out to Alexis Marcos for the three. That's off. And deflected out of bounds off of Chandler. So the ball will go back to Smoky Mountain. Pisgah's got this full court press here. They get it inside. They kick it back outside. Alexis traps there. They get it backside. They get it down low. Chandler gets the deflection. Still by Bailey. Bailey gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it up to Macy. And the ball is tied up. And it is Smoky Mountain ball on that tie-up. And Coach Holloway tells them, let's get back into kind of a man-to-man full court here. Now it's a 1-2-2 kind of three-quarter court defense. Still by Kylie Leonard. She finds Alexis Marcos up. She goes up for two, and that's two more points for Pisgah. 49-15, Pisgah's up. Still in that 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap. Smokey gets it out to the right. They kick it back left, back on the perimeter. Move it back up top. Voss has it up top. She looks cross-court to 21. She throws up the two-point shot. That rebound goes back to Smokey, but Chandler gets the steal. And then number three gets the foul on Chandler trying to steal it back. So we've got four in here for Pisgah. Chandler stays. Jade's in the game. Scout's in the game. Molly Watson's in the game. And Lauren Ballou's in the game. 3:55 here in the third quarter. Your Bears up 49-15. Chandler Lowry has the ball up top. She dribbles around. She finds Jade back up top. She kicks it right to Molly. She looks at Chandler, and it's deflected out of bounds on number 20 for Smoky Mountain. Chandler's going to inbound this time down in the corner in front of our bench. Need to get moving here. She finds Jade up top. Jade takes a look, dribble penetrates, gets into a lot of traffic, and she's looking. She finally finds Molly Watson off back. She kicks it out to Lauren Ballou. Lauren kicks it to Chandler. Chandler has it up top. She's set. She kicks it to Scout Ballou. And we get it to Jade down low, and she finds Chandler on the backside, wow. And Chandler puts it up and in for another 2 points, 51-15. Your Bears are up. With pressing at half court, and this 1-3-3, she is stuck, frustrated. Timeout for Smoky Mountain. And this timeout
is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, 3:07 here left in the third. We've kind of backed it off into a 1-2-2, three-quarter court, half-court press, still creating some turnovers here. 51, your Lady Bears, 15 of Smoky here for the game thus far. Right now in the game, we have Jaden Ballou, Lauren Ballou, Jade Cody, Scout Ballou. We got the three Ballous in, and Molly Watson. So that time, Jaden Ballou comes in for Chandler here with 3:05 left. Smokey has the ball here. We're back in a 2-3 zone now with this new lineup in. We've got Scout Ballou and Molly Watson up top with the pressure. Jaden Ballou in the middle. The three goes up for Smokey, and that is missed. Jade lets that go out of bounds for a turnover back to the Bears. Jade Cody throws it into Molly Watson. Good to see Molly back here, about her third game back. She dribbles left, gets it back up top to Jade Cody. She finds Lauren Ballou, who finds her sister Jaden Ballou for the three, and that three-pointer is good for Jaden Ballou.
That three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And that gets the score to 54-15. Back here in this 2-3 half-court zone. Smokey is working it around, looking to try to get it in. Blocked by Jaden Ballou that time, but a foul called on her, and that will send Braylon Mulligan to the free throw line for two more free throws. We are in a running clock here, it appears. Braylon Mulligan hits that free throw up and good. Gets the score to 54-16. That's the first foul on Jaden Ballou. Second team foul here in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. And that is goes out of bounds on Smokey. Ball will go to Pisgah. Jade Cody inbounds to Molly Watson. She brings it up. Look to set a screen up top. Comes back to Jade. Jay kicks it to the right to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou kicks it back to her sister again up top. And she shoots another three. This one off the back rim. Rebounded by Jay. Put back is missed. Jay gets it again.
There you
puts
go.
That one back up and in. 2 points for Jay Cody. And 56-16, your Bears lead here with 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Smoky Mountain comes back right to left. They're in the half-court set. We're in the 2-3 zone here. They're moving it on the left side. Kick it back up top to Ross. Ross dribbles back to her right side. She looks back left to her court mate for a three. That is missed. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She finds Jade Cody out. Jade Cody pulls up. She dribbles into traffic. Collects it. Gets it back to Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou takes it to the middle. 2-point shot.
There you go.
And that is good for Lauren Ballou for two. 58-16 here, your Bears lead with 16 seconds left in the third quarter.
We've got about a 60% chance right now that a Ballou's going to score, you know?
Oh, yeah. I guess I can't say Ballou scored. I've got to say which one, right? So, folks, if you didn't hear that, we've got the three Ballous, two sisters, and their niece in the game. So that is the end of the third quarter. Your Bears up 58-16 going to the fourth quarter. I'm going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box at Pisgah High School.
Folks, we're back to you. It's starting the fourth quarter. Got running clock here. Pisgah has stretched this lead out to 58-16 here going into the fourth quarter. Guys, this is a 4-3 Smoky Mountain team that was much, much improved. Impressive night for our Lady Bears. Right now, we have Scout Ballou in the game. We have Molly Watson up top. We have Lauren Ballou and Jaden Ballou down on the block. And then we've got Lana Burke in the game as well. So we've got the ball up top. Lana has it. She dribble penetrates, pulls it back out, finds Molly. Molly shoots the ball from the from the elbow, and that goes in for 2 points for Molly Watson. 60-16, your Bears are winning here. Smoky comes back. They still have their starters in the game here, at least three of their starters. There are three guards here. Dribble penetrate to the other side. Number 10, Banksley, takes that. Misses that jump shot. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She outlets to her niece, Scout Ballou. She gets it back up top to Molly Watson. Molly dribbles left. Kicks it right to Scout, who traded places with her. They kick it back to the right to Lana. Lana kicks it to Jaden Ballou. She kicks it over to Scout. She finds Lana cutting. She misses that jump shot layup. Rebounded by Smokey. Goes back to the other way. They look down low. Deflected by Lauren Ballou. Recovered by Smoky Mountain. Dribble penetrate by number 10. She shoots it. Misses. Rebounded by Smokey. That's missed. Jaden Ballou with the rebound. She gets it to Scout Ballou. Scout Ballou finds Molly Watson here. Molly has it up top. There's a screen up top. Molly kicks it to Scout. Scout dribble penetrates. She puts up the floater. That is missed. Rebounded by Jaden Ballou. She looks to go up, but she tries to find Scout. Turns that over. Smokey goes the other way. And good hustle by Scout coming from behind. She knocks that out of bounds. But Smokey will have the ball underneath their own basket. And with that, Lauren Ballou and Scout Ballou come out. We have Faith Brown coming into the game. And we have, Annie Jenkins coming to the game for Pisgah. And one of our JV players playing up fifth quarter, getting some time here. We're still in that 2-3 zone here, folks. The dribble penetrate, tries to pass. Almost stolen by Molly Watson. Smoky Mountain recovers. They kick it out, kick it back up top. Get it to Banksley, the freshman. She puts up the three. That is missed badly, but rebounded by Smoky. Dribble penetrate and stolen by Molly Watson on the backside. Molly looks up. She's pushing the pace. She decides to pull it back, set the offense up. She kicks it to Lana out on the wing. She dribble penetrates, tries to get to Annie, but goes back to Molly. That goes off of her foot, but Annie gets that recovered. Molly Watson with it up top. She tries a three, and that three is good by Molly Watson. At 63-16, your Bears are up here with 4:55 left in the fourth quarter.
That three-point shot was sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Smokey goes back the other way. Lucy Wilson attacks baseline. They get the foul on Faith Brown. Sends Lucy to the free throw line for two shots. First free throw by Lucy is up and good. Gets the score to 63-17 here with 4:23 left. Again, folks, a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw for Lucy is up and no good, and that time rebounded by Jaden Ballou. Jaden kicks out to Lana. Lana kicks, dribble penetrates, gets it to Annie Jenkins. She misses the layup. Try to get the steal out on the perimeter, and that is a foul called on Lana Burke. Thought she had that steal and going to the basket.
Close, absolutely.
Glad to see one of those young ladies score here tonight.
It'd be, excited to get them to see, get a little work, get a little time.
Smoky Mountain empties out the bench here in the last minute or so. They get it out on the perimeter, but that is a turnover by one of their young ladies, number 15. They get back, and Pisgah's going to walk it up. Molly Watson brings it up. Smoky, it looks like they're in a man-to-man defense here, half court. Annie Jenkins with it up top. She gets it to Faith Brown, who kicks it to Lana Burke. Lana Burke shoots the three, but that is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds to Smokey. A little smile from Lana Burke. Good to see her not hesitate on that shot, though. Really looking to score there. Wide open. Take it. Smoky Mountain comes back. Pisgah still in this 2-3 zone. We got Annie Jenkins and Molly Watkins up top. Shot goes up for Smokey, and that time a rebound for Faith Brown. And she kicks out to Lana Burke with a turnover there back to Smokey Mountain. Smokey will have the ball underneath their own basket. Good to see Faith get in the stat column with a rebound there.
Yeah, boy. The three-point shooting woes continue, though, for Mustangs.
Mustangs go up with another shot. That one's rebounded, though. This time inbounded, and Annie is battling for it. Her and Lana Burke, they're both battling for it there. The ball will, it's called a jump ball, will stay with Smoky Mountain. Here with 2:08 left, 63-17, your Lady Bears. Smoky Mountain inbounds it. There's another three put up, though. They missed. That time rebounded by Molly Watson. She's dribbling up the left side of the court. She pulls it back out. Dribble penetrates, goes to the basket, kicks it to Faith. Faith takes the shot. That is off the front rim and rebounded by Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain pushes back the other way. They go up the right side. Gets it, another outside shot. This time, a foul on Lana Burke on the shot will send number 15 for Smoky Mountain. She is not on the roster, so I don't know what her name is, folks. But 1:26 left. Smokey will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Second foul on Lana Burke. Third team foul for the quarter. First free throw is up and missed by Smokey Mountain. Clock is down to 1:09 now. Second free throw is up, and it is missed. This time it is rebound by Annie Jenkins, so number 20. Good rebound for her in the stat book. Molly gets it. Atlanta Burke dribble penetrates. She pulls back out. Tries to throw it to Annie Jenkins. Molly Watson did a good job of corralling that before it went out of bounds. She gets it to Faith Brown. They get it back to Annie Jenkins. She kicks out to Atlanta Burke. She tries to save it. Turnover goes back to Smoky Mountain. We go back the other way. And that is the fourth foul on Pisgah, and this time on Annie Jenkins. 2-3 zone here. Annie and Molly up top. Faith and Lana Burke down at the forward positions on the block with Jaden Ballou underneath. And Smoky Mountain throws it away there and turns it back over. We got 13 seconds here. Hopefully Molly sees that clock. Annie Jenkins throws it in. Molly takes a look, and she looks like she's just going to hold it up here and let the clock run out. And that's it, folks. 63-17, your Lady Bears win their first conference game here tonight. We're going to go back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. We'll come back with our post-game show and talk about the player of the game and also talk about the boys' game coming up. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Athletics.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where the boys are warming up. Jack, what we got?
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Kylie Leonard. The holiday season is approaching. You're looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access. Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, locations near you.
Yeah, so folks, Kylie Leonard there with our player of the game. She had, I'll let Mark go over the stats here in a little bit, but she came out hot in the first half, dominated down low for us. Several ladies, you could have gone any which way tonight with this kind of victory, but we just felt like Kylie, you know, really controlled the paint for us, set the tone underneath, and gave us that inside presence we needed tonight, guys.
Absolutely. We had all 11 out of 12 girls get in the stat book with either a rebound, a steal, or a bucket tonight in some way, which is pretty impressive. What is really impressive to me is we gave up 2 points in the second half, guys. I just now realized that.
Two points.
We gave up one point in the third quarter and 1 point in the fourth quarter. They gave them their 17. So, stat-wise, Macy had 4. Chandler had 12. Cody had 5. Bailey with 3. Scout with 4. Alexis with 7. Lauren with 6. Kylie with 14. She had 6 early there that got us right out of the gate and sets a tone for us. Molly comes in and gets 5. And then Jaden had 3. So, I think the key was 2 points in the second half. 1 point in each quarter. They didn't get a bucket in the second half.
Yeah, pretty impressive. What did we give up the entire game? It was
total score.
Yeah, the final score.
17.
We gave up 17 points in 4 quarters.
Yep.
Suffocating defense from the get-go. Push the pace. Very unselfish play. You can see, you know, in the scoring column. 10 ladies in the scoring column tonight out of 12 players.
Yeah.
So fantastic job. by them tonight, if I added that up right.
Listen, we scored 63 points and only took 8 three-pointers. We were 3 of 8, 5 of 6 from a free. We only shot 6 free throws. That's where it kind of hurt them, too. They ended up 2 of 19 from the three-point line. Just wasn't falling. A lot of them weren't even close, either.
They weren't. They rushed a lot of those. We just served notice to the rest of the conference. If anybody doubted us because of some of the tight games early in the year, they certainly won't after looking at that score.
I think we got the cobweb shook off now.
Yeah, I think so. And what people don't understand, I think the 5 games we played before this were against really good teams that are going to help our RPI out of conference. We still got some more left coming up out of conference. That North Buncombe game is going to be a big one. We got 3 big games next week. Franklin on Friday. NK in here again. Their only loss was to us. And then North Henderson on Tuesday. So big game's coming. So let's transition into this boys game, guys. What do you see out here?
See a lot of energy. I think it's, again, from watching them warm up, I know I mentioned earlier something about a little bit about their size. You explained to me that their main guy, the 6'7", is basically a perimeter player, which I did not know. So I'm interested in seeing him play. But I think we can match up.
Yeah, so folks, the Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals or needs. Call 542-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker dealer and investment advisor. So, Jack, you are the sponsor of the Keys to the Game, so let's hear your key to the game.
Well, have you seen the boys yet?
I have. I've seen them play 3 of the 4 games this year.
Yeah. I think Ben is going to teach defense and effort. And we have the guys that can do that, along with the shooting of Mason Putnam and some other players. What's your keys today?
So mine is, and I said it a lot last year, we've got to get scoring from a lot of different areas. We know, based on the first 4 games, what we're going to get out of Mason and Maddox. We need 2 more people to step up. I said it last year a lot. That magic number for me for this team is playing hard defense and 4 guys in double figures, and we win a lot of games. So if we share the basketball and get 4 in double figures, I think we can win this basketball game tonight.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark?
Absolutely. And it, I'm going to be repetitive here because just watching both of these teams warm up again, I think we got to not let them get off to a quick start to get us down early, and what you mentioned earlier as well, we need a little more scoring for more than a couple of guys. We need to share it around and get on the boards and get some balanced scoring.
Yeah, I don't have the official stats for our team this year, but in the games I saw and what I heard from last night, I was trying to get to last night's game, but I pulled into the house right as the time the chip ball was going, and I didn't realize they were starting early, so I didn't make it. But Maddox Reich has been leading us this year in both points and rebounds. He's about 19. Mason's right there leading us with close to 17 points a game and probably 6 to 7 assists a game. So he's distributing the ball really well. In his last 2 games, he's been over 20. So he's starting to find his range coming back from football. But it's been the play of kids like Campbell Crook. He's coming along. He's a sophomore that's playing better and better every game. He had 18 in here last Saturday that almost got us that win.
You got 2 guys you know is going to get theirs. it's like, okay, where's this other scoring coming from? Who's stepping up tonight that doesn't normally or hasn't yet? So, yeah, it's interesting to see who's going to come and step up and say, okay, I'm going to contribute.
And you got Nick Messer playing well, both rebounds and scoring about 8 points a game. We got to get Micah and Isaiah Morris going a little more on the scoring side. And if we can get that, Micah Devlin's a kid. If you get him open threes, we can certainly, he can fill it up. So we got to get some scoring out of him. And I like your key to the game. We got to slow them down early. They like to play fast.
Yep. It seems like we're getting ready to get it on here.
Yeah, so folks, we're about a minute 12 from tip-off. They're about to introduce both team starters.
Final thoughts?
So for me, quick start from us, and that comes from a defensive effort I think you talked about earlier. I think we got to make sure that we find them. They like to shoot the three. They like to play fast.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say we won't hold them to 2 points and a half.
No.
No.
Now, this was always, in the last 4 years for me, being a father of a kid on this varsity team, was always we won more than we lost, but this was a up and down fun game to watch. Always super, super competitive.
Yep.
So Clemens is going to be one of the starters of the Mustangs.
And he leads them with assists here in this game, or for this team.
Hey, Springer, averaging 17.6 points. Ben Brown, the 8-year starter, 17.7 points. Ty Howard, a forward. And then 33, Custer Pringer. So we have the ace and Custer Pringer twins.
And so if you'll notice, you know, they've got some big boys on that bench over there. But they've got tall, long, and lean over here on the floor. Maybe shorter a little bit, but they're still 6 foot, 6'2". Long and lean, and like to get up and down the floor.
And I'm not positive. I mean, he may be, but I'm not sure 33 is legit 6'7".
Starters for the Bears is going to be number 3, Isaiah Mintz. Number 10, Maddox Wright. Camden Robinson. Campbell Crook.
Young lineup tonight, boys.
And Mason Putnam, a senior. Yes.
Go ahead. So one thing I'll say, this is a first start for Camden Robinson. He has really played well in the Inca and Charlotte Day game. Just kind of played his role, didn't try to do too much, but was very consistent and played fast and played well in his minutes. So it's good to see him get rewarded with a start here.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Yeah, this is two sophomores in our lineup, starting lineup.
So it's going to be Ace Pringer and Maddox Wright jumping, and Ace gets it.
How tall is Maddox, guys? Is he 6'4"?
No, he's about 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah. Lane Clemens at the top of the circle to Custer Pringer. Isaiah Mintz with the steal. Mason tries to drive and loses the ball to Ace Pringer. Ben Brown, Lane Clemens is going to shoot. And Custer Pringer with a layup. 2-0. Smokey.
That was a nice pass by Lane there in the lane.
Lane in the lane.
Mason on the right circle, and he walked. So another turnover for the Bears. Custer's going to be inbounding on the opposite sideline to Lane Clemens, guarded by Campbell Crutt. Custer to Ace in the left corner. Ben Brown to Lane Clemens. He's going to drive, put up a shot, no good.
They got a foul on us there. Looks like that foul's on Robinson for us.
I didn't see that one, but I guess the ref did.
Yeah, that was questionable there for sure. Not a lot of contact. Any contact was on him moving the ball side to side, trying to get the open shot.
Clemens' free throw is good. Nick's free throw.
Smoking out with a rebound.
In-ground. Custer on the right circle to Lane Clemens. And tried to pass
great it. Great pass. A little hot.
To Ace. But it goes out of bounds. Possession to the Bears. Campbell Kruk coming up the left sideline. To Isaiah Mintz in the corner. Mason Putnam's going to drive. Back to Campbell Kruk on the top of the circle. Rebound to the Mustangs, to Lane Clemens.
And that was really good ball movement by Pisgah there. Good shot, good look. We'll take that type of look all night long. Good deflection by Pisgah there to knock that out of bounds.
Ace Pringer will be inbounding the ball to Ben Brown. Back to Lane Clemens. Top of circle guarded by Kruk to Ace. He's going to drive. And the rebound is to Mason Putnam. Stolen away by number 22, Isaiah Morris.
Yeah, that's Howard there for Smoky Mountain with a steal and put back. 5-0 Smoky here.
Robinson, top of the circle for Mintz. Maddox right. Back to Campbell. Back to Robinson, top of circle. Back to Kruk. Tries to drive. Max Wright's going to go toward the basket. And stolen by Ben Brown. And Custer misses the layup. Kruk has the ball to Mason. To Robinson. Long jumper. Out of bounds. Possession to the Mustangs.
Yeah, a little nervousness here, I think, with some of the younger players here for Pisgah. That's a shot Camden Robinson would usually knock down. Had a little extra juice on it there, I think.
A little adrenaline behind that shot, yep.
Nick Messer in for the Bears. Clemens crossing the timeline to Ace, to Brown at the top of the circle, to Howard. Rebounded by number 34, Eli Snyder. 7-0 Mustangs with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Mason has it on the right circle to Kruk. And he puts the layup up and in for the first 2 points for the Bears.
Good move by Kruk in the middle there.
Yeah, it was a really good take.
Good defense by Nick Messer there. Maddox gets the ball but turns it back over. The ball's out of bounds and goes back to Pisgah.
That was close. Mason with the ball crossing the timeline. To Kruk on the left circle. He's going to drive, put up a shot. Good. Layup. Lane Clemens guarded by Kruk crossing the timeline. To Howard, he's going to take another three-point shot. Robinson with the rebound to Kruk. Going to drive again to give it to Mason. And he's going to make a layup on the backside. Timeout, Smoky Mountain.
Here we go.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. guys. Good response by the Bears.
Very good response.
Yep. Nothing wrong with getting a knockout punch thrown on you if you get up. You know,
that's right.
We did. We responded right there.
Well, and one of the nice things I think about this response is we were struggling a little bit, and the sophomore, Campbell Crook, made a couple of nice plays
yes.
on the offensive end to get us some points and get us back in it. Nick Messer's come in off the bench. Great job on defense by not fouling, but really putting up a presence when they dribble penetrated there. Got us that turnover down there.
Yep.
We're right back in it here. Bears 6, Smoky Mountain 7 with 3:41 left in the first quarter.
On the floor for the Bears is Crutch, Robinson, Messer, Putnam, and Wright. Ben Brown hands to Eli Snyder to Lane Clemens. Oh! Man.
I thought Campbell might have gotten that charge, but they got the bump on Campbell before that. It's his second, team second.
Clemens at the free throw line. Good.
It runs the score, Smoky Mountain 8, Pisgah 6.
Micah Devlin coming in for Robinson. The ball through the basket for the Mustangs. Nick Messer top of the circle. Hands to Mason to Crutch on the right circle. Back to Nick Messer. To Maddox. Back to Crutch. Guarded by Clemens. To Micah Devlin, and he keeps the ball. Almost fumbled it away. Mason top of circle. Back to Nick Messer. Guarded by Custer Pringer. Maddox right. And Smoky Mountain tipped the ball off of Micah Devlin's hand. Possession back to the Mustangs.
That's one where I wish Maddox would look more outside and trying to throw it inside.
Clemens top of circle. And Camel Crutch steals the ball. He's going to drive against Ace Pringer, and he makes the layup.
So Campbell's really impressing, Gus.
Ace Pringer on that left circle, guarded by Crutch, to Clemens, to Snyder, to Ben Brown.
And there's the charge I was talking about earlier.
Yep.
Campbell with that charge, taking that charge in there with a help defense. Excellent job. By him to get the ball back, and he's really playing well right now, guys.
Campbell has a really good basketball IQ about him. I mean, Coach Crutch's son. You know, it ain't like he's not up and tall, but I mean, it's impressive to see him.
Mason crossing the timeline to Crutch to Maddox. He's going to drive again to Micah Devlin.
Great pass
blocked by Custer Pringer.
And I think the coach called that foul that time, guys.
I think you're right.
Good defense there on Nick Messer by Nick Messer. They got the foul on him. I don't know if you guys heard, but after the shot, he yelled, that's a foul. About 2 seconds later, the official called the foul. So,
yep.
Sometimes that goes your way, right?
Yeah, man. Sometimes they just think you need a little help.
Ace makes the first free throw.
That is the third foul on Pisgah this quarter.
Ace with another free throw. Rattles in. 11-8 Mustangs. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Mason crossing the timeline, going to the left. Maddox right. Picks up a jumper, and Nick Messer tried to throw the ball.
Folks didn't like that. It looked like it was a little bit of a backcourt on Smokey. They call a jump ball. We may have got one back there, guys. The foul before probably wasn't there.
Right.
Looked like Maddox about tackled Ace Springer going to the hole, and they called a jump ball. So, fortunately, we got one back. Pisgah ball here, 11-8, 102 left. And Isaiah Morris comes in for Mason Putnam.
To Crook on the right circle. Guarded by Brown. Stretching at the ace to Nick Messer. Tipped away by Lane Clemens. Layup good. 13-8 Smokey. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Crook hands to Maddox Wright. Back to Crook. To Micah Devlin. Three-pointer. Short. Crook with the rebound. 12 seconds to go in the quarter.
So, guys, that was a three from deep that almost went for Mr. Crook. For that, we're going to take it back to the studio at the end of the first quarter. Smoky Mountain 13, Your Bears 8. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where Your Bears are down 13-8 going into the second quarter, guys. Pretty competitive quarter there. I thought early on we got down either 5-0 or 7-0, and could have gone the wrong way, and they battled back. So impressive job by our Bears there to stay in the game here going into the second quarter.
Sure was. So,
on the floor for the Bears is Crook, Nick Messer, Isaiah Mintz, Maddox Wright, and Mason Putnam. Custer Pringer on the right circle. Going to drive to his brother Ace, and it rattles in the three-pointer. 15-8 Mustangs. Mason on the right circle to Isaiah Mintz. Back to Crook. He's going to drive, and throws away the ball to Ace Pringer. And he's fouled by Isaiah Mintz. Ace going back to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one good. 16-8 Mustangs.
This is a big moment for us, guys. We need to settle down a little bit here and get a good shot here on offense.
Next one, no good. Maddox controls the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Stepped on the line right in front of the bench.
Yeah, Maddox threw it off of Custer Pringer. Ball bounced on the floor and hit Maddox, and the ball will stay with Smokey. Maddox was thinking when it hit the floor, it hit the line, but the officials said no, it did not, and hit Maddox before it was out of bounds.
So, possession to the Mustangs in front of the Pisgah bench. to Lane Clemens, to Howard, to Custer, to Lane Clemens with the three-point shot.
That's Burke
with the rebound. Mason's going to take a baseline jumper.
It's going to be another foul
on the Mustangs.
Yeah, so that was on Ben Brown, I believe.
Yep.
First foul on Smokey in the second quarter. First foul on Ben Brown.
Mason inbounds the ball to Crook. Blocked by Lane Clemens to Custer.
That will get the Smoky Mountain Faithful up on their feet. A dunk by Custer Pringer to make it 19-8.
Cut, guarded by Clemens. To Mason at the free throw line. He's going to drive. And another steal. Nope.
Really didn't like the interaction he had with her student section there.
Oh, yeah.
And Lane Clemens is a three-pointer.
That three-point shot is sponsored by Forge and Contracting. That was a big one for us, guys. And Ace Pringer goes to the basket and gets, not sure which one they called it on, but got hammered both sides. Send Ace Pringer back to the free throw line. That free throw is good for Ace Pringer. That runs the score. Smoky Mountain 20. The Bears 11 here with 6:11 left in the second quarter.
Maddox and Pringer exchanging a little small conversation there.
Yep, I think Maddox has got to calm down just a little bit. His frustration is a little obvious, and I'm worried about him picking up some silly fouls if he's not careful.
Mason has the ball. Baseline to Maddox Rock. And tip in again, and it's going to be out of bounds.
So, wow, Maddox had three chances there.
Yeah, point-blank chances.
Two rebounds, but missed them all there.
Those are
Mason
rebounds.
To Mintz. Man, can't get a rebound. Snyder with the rebound. Ace crossing the timeline against Mason. Clemens is going to drive to Howard, which grazes the front rim. And Mason with the layup on the backside.
And Isaiah Mintz did a nice job of running the floor there, getting that pass from Crook to score.
Snyder to Clemens. To Howard, going to drive, and it's stolen away by Mason. And misses a shot, and misses another shot into the basket.
Where Mintz is running the backside there again.
Isaiah Mintz controls the rebound for Truck. He's going to drive.
Little flop there by Brown.
Yep, big flop.
And the ball goes to the Mustangs. Clemens crossing the timeline against Crook.
Lane Clemens dribble penetrate there and gets fouled. Looks like that's the second one on Maddox. And I was talking about that a little earlier. To get him in foul trouble if we're not careful, because he's starting to get frustrated and try to get a little physical, but and he has to come out now here with 4:26 left to score 21-13. Smoky Mountain up.
Jace Prisong comes in for Maddox Wright. Clemens to Ben Brown. And we're going to have a foul on Mason.
That one's a tough foul call on Mason there, but that's going to be number five on us, I believe. No, number four, so their ball underneath the own basket.
Ace is going to be inbounding the ball under the basket. Ace going to drive again to the layup. Back. Make a layup.
Runs the count of 10 for Smoky Mountain, 23-13. A nice look for by Campbell Crook. Finds Jace Creason on the backside. He just missed the bunny there. Rebounded by Smoky. And a foul on Jace Creason, which will send number 34 for Smoky to the line.
That's Eli Snyder heading to the line. 23-13, Smoky, 3:57 to go in the half. Snyder's free throw, no good. And the next one is missed. Rebounded by Creason to Mason across the timeline to Isaiah Mintz. And he dribbles the ball off his foot out of bounds. Possession to the Mustangs.
Isaiah Morris in the game for Campbell Crook. For Pisgah, we got Isaiah Morris, Jace Creason, Mason Putnam, Nick Messer, and Isaiah Mintz.
Lane Franklin with the three-pointer. Good. Mason crossing the timeline. To Mintz, to Creason. To Morris. Back to Mason. Creason's going to take a three-pointer. Short.
Don't know if that's the shot we want to draw up there, guys.
No.
So Ace to Clemens on the right circle. To Ben Brown, he's going to take a three-point shot. And Morris with the rebound for the Bears. To Mason Putnam with a three-pointer. Good!
That's more like it. And that three-point shot was sponsored by Forgia Contracting.
Ace guarded by Mason to Clemens, and he walked.
Score here is 26-16. Smokey with 2:35 left in the second.
This is really critical. 2.5 minutes right here. Down by 10. Don't want to run this thing out.
Timeout. Smokey.
And the timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, yeah, guys, we've been close here a couple times for them stretching this lead, and we've hit a couple big threes to keep us in this one.
Yeah, you know, if you just not careful, if they get a 6 or 8 point run right here right before the half, it's such a morale buster, you know?
Yeah, it's a big 2 minutes for us here. I'm not sure we're getting the shots we want a lot of times here, which is why we only have 16 points here with 2 minutes left in the first half.
Yep.
Playing hard, limiting their shots.
Not saying that we haven't been fouling, but I'm going to mention fouls in the first half were 9-1. I don't know. Maybe if we out-fouled them 9-1.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That makes a difference. They're a little more bigger, more physical.
Yep.
Tell you, the one that surprises me on the Smoky Mountain team, I knew he was pretty good for his JV year, but the Thomas Howard kid, number 22, playing pretty well for them as well. He gives them another option other than the big three and four that we talked about.
Yep.
Mason crossing the timeline to Morris on the right circle. To Mason. To Morris, back to Crook, to Nick Messer, back to Morris, top of the circle, guarded by Ace Pringer.
We definitely got a smaller lineup.
Back to Morris, from Mason, to Crook. Isaiah Mintz were on the perimeter, nothing inside.
Yeah, we definitely have five guards on the floor here.
Yeah. And there's going to be a foul on Campbell Crook.
Yeah, and those free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That will send Campbell Crook to the line for two free throws. That foul was on Thomas Howard, it appears. His first, team second. Team second of the day, I guess.
So, Crook with a couple of dribbles.
That's our first free throw of the second half.
So they changed that from 22 to 33. So the foul was on Custer Pringer here. There's a little bit of controversy there. Campbell hit the first one, missed the second one, and rebound by Custer Pringer.
So Ace has the ball crossing the timeline against Mason to Ben Brown. And ball stolen away from Morris. Re-steals the ball back from the Mustangs. Mason's going to hand it to Isaiah Mintz for the layup. Pace crossing the timeline to Franklin, to Ben Brown, to Custer, top of circle.
Smaller lineup causing a lot of problems for Smokey.
Yep. That's good. Howard dribbles the ball and loses it to Morris. And that's a foul.
They called Isaiah Morris dribbling the ball over there. Got bumped by 22 Howard from Smoky Mountain. Stepped on the line. They didn't give us the call on the foul. And he got called out of bounds on the sideline over there.
Ace. Bounded the ball to Lane Clemens. To Howard. Guarded by Mintz. To Snyder. To Clemens. He's going to drive. And almost thrown it over Ben Brown's hands.
This is interesting, guys. Our small lineup caused them to go a little smaller.
Yep.
And they've really struggled to score the basketball here in the last 3 minutes of this quarter.
It'll be a foul on Ben Brown shooting free throws. Is that Morris?
Yeah, that foul was on Isaiah Morris. That's going to be our sixth foul this quarter. Two free throws for Ben Morris here. And he misses that first one.
Yeah, Brown's free throw was missed. He has one more. That's good. 27-19. Crutt going to the right circle, guarded by Clemens. And Morris is going to take a three-pointer. Good!
And that three is sponsored by Fortune Contracting.
Ace crossing the timeline against Mason to Howard. That's five. That's five. Oh, come on now.
Fisker really pressuring the ball here. Great defense to end the half. We're going to go to halftime, go back for some sponsorship information. Your Bears are down 27-22. Great run here. We'll be back with our halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. It's the Halftime Show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Well, Mark, you got some stats for us for the Halftime Show here?
Absolutely. First thing I want to mention, though, is, you know, we just talked right there. We were down 10 with that 2 minutes to go. Could have crumbled, went down. We responded, cut that in half. We're down 5 now. That was very important. So proud of them for that. But, yeah, Isaiah's got 7. Maddox has got 2. Campbell Crook has got 7. And Mason's got a 3. So, again, a big difference is not saying that we're not being more aggressive. We've shot 2 free throws in the first half, 1 for 2. They shot 16 free throws, 9 for 16. So that's 8 points difference right there. And we're down 5.
So yeah, it's been a tough first half for us offensively. You know, Isaiah Mintz has been big in keeping us in this game here as of late. Campbell Crook early. We've yet to get Maddox and Mason going. But we're sitting here only down 5. I mean, I counted about 3 times, guys, in that first half that we could have let it go the other way and been out of this game. But they keep fighting, stay in this game. So very impressive effort.
You said something really key in the prior, too. Coach Rudarmer made an adjustment and went to a small lineup. Basically, you mentioned 5 guards on the floor. Threw them off. It disrupted them. And they had to come back and respond with a smaller lineup. So I like that little chess move.
Yeah, they pulled Custer Pringer out, which is their leading scorer. Pulled him out for the last 2 minutes of the quarter because we went small.
Yep.
Advantage Pisgah there. So great move by him. Coach Ron Omer did a great move. It worked. It kept us in the game. We were able to pull that from 10 points to 5 points and give us a chance here going in the second half.
Yep. And again, I hate to keep harping on the same thing, but the first 2 minutes of this third quarter is going to be crucial. Are we going to hold it where it's at or chip into it, or if they go on a run, it's just hard to keep coming back and coming back.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for another break. You're listening to WPTL Halftime Show, WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box for your halftime show by Papertown Equipment Rental. So, Jack, what's your thoughts on what Coach Rodomer is saying to his team right now in the locker room, down 5 coming into the second half?
Them shooting 16 free throws, I mean, that's tough. but we came back, and I think we have a good chance to go into the second half with purpose.
What's your thoughts, Mark?
I think, I mean, if I'm in there right now, I'm saying, boys, hey, stay gritty. Let's come out here. Let's keep doing. Let's play a hard-nosed D, getting after the basketball, and, you know, not making middle mistakes. First, there in the first half, we made a few mistakes where we looked a little sloppy. That cost us a little bit, but I'm saying just let's come out here and let's give it all we got for these next two quarters and see what happens.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to feel good about our ability to still be in the game after scoring 22 points in the first half. It's a testament to how hard we are playing right now on the defensive end. And, you know, I think the message is continue to play that hard. Offensively, we will come around and score more points this half, and we're in it, and we got to feel good about that. So, folks, I'd like to take a moment to recognize all of our sponsors here tonight that bring you Pisgah basketball. You got Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Consulting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth Management. So,
just a reminder, after the game, we're going to present the A1 Storage Player of the Game. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Locations near you.
And all due to the lack of fouls called on the Smoky Mountain team, I'm going to give a little shout out to our free throw sponsor.
Great idea.
We didn't get to talk about that too much, but folks, your Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. So folks, we're going to head back to the studio one more time. For a message from our sponsors. When we get back, we'll have the second half of the Pisgah game. Your Bears down 27-22. Going into this second half, you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears have started the second half, again down 27-22.
First possession was to the Bears. There was a missed shot for the Bears. Now Custer Kringer has it. Back to Howard. To Custer in the right corner. Back to Ace Kringer. He's going to drive. And they're going to have a foul against
that might be number
Bears.
Three on Cameron Robinson. It is.
Yep.
That's three on him. First team foul for Pisgah. Sending Ace Springer to the free throw line. Well, Ace and his brother have two different games. Custer likes to shoot the three, and Ace likes to attack the basket.
You're right.
First one was up and in for Ace Springer.
Size-wise, it should be totally opposite.
It should be.
So both free throws are good. Mason, guarded by Ace, coming up the right sideline. to Maddox Wright. Thought about a three-pointer. To Robinson. To Maddox. And he's bunked by Custer. And don't do that. You're going to throw it into the back to the floor. Clemens is going to take a three-pointer. No good. Custer with the rebound. To Clemens. Back to Custer. Ace top of circle. Ace tries to drive again. And this time, no good. But Custer with the rebound against Kruk to Howard. And layup good. Mustangs. Mason's going to drive, put up a shot, and Howard's going to foul him.
And these free throws are brought to you by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. That'll send Mason Putnam to the line for Messimer Insurance free throws.
And maybe it's just this end. Maybe now we're shooting this end. We'll get all the free throws now.
Hard off the back of the rim, no good.
There's a good hard drive that's going to create that. So good to see us get rewarded for it on the free throw line here.
Next one bounces in. 31-23 Mustangs. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ace crossing the timeline against Mason. He's going to drive to Custer, to Clemens. He's going to get it to Ben Brown. Back to Ace, top of circle. To Clemens. To Ben Brown. He's going to take a long three-pointer. Good.
And boy, if they get those threes going, it could be trouble for us, guys.
Yep. Putnam at the right circle. He's going to drive to Campbell Kruk. And good shot at the baseline for Camel Crook. Two-pointer. Ace coming down the left sideline.
Like the no call there, a little bump on the dribble penetration. Ace threw his arms up looking for the call, but no call. He got that call in the first half a lot.
Snyder inbounding the ball to Ace Springer. And Isaiah Mintz with the rebound. Heads back to Kruk, crossing the timeline. Heads back to Maddox. To Mason.
Wow.
They're going to have a charge on Mason.
So a charge there on Mason going to the hole. That's going to be his second, team second.
That's a really tough call right there.
Should have been a no call. Clemens has it. Guarded by Kruk. To Howard, back to Clemens. He's going to dribble drive, jump shot, in and out with Maddox with.
The one thing I like what we're doing right now defensively is we're forcing the shots to guys that aren't their scorers. So.
Yep.
In this case, Lane Clemens, which is usually their lead assist guy, has taken more shots than some of the scorers are, which is holding their point total down as well.
Ace in the corner. Guarded by Mintz. He's going to drive to Clemens with a three-pointer. No good. Howard with the rebound. No good. Mintz with the rebound. Mason pushing it down the right side. To
great
Isaiah
pass.
Mintz.
Nice.
Good pass.
Great pass.
Ace going down the right sideline. Guarded by Mason. To Howard in the corner. And he makes a layup. Man, that was a good pass.
Yeah, that was a very good pass by Thomas Howard.
Mason to Maddox. And Snyder fouls Maddox Wright. two free throws for the Bears.
And these free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. And I do want to clarify one thing. Lane Clemens is a very good player.
He is. He
can score.
Yeah.
So when I say that, it's not that he doesn't have the ability to score.
Right.
He just doesn't shoot it at the efficiency some of the other players do. And we're forcing him to take more shots than getting assists.
Absolutely.
So Maddox's next free throw was no good.
So any of you Smokey fans out there listening, certainly Lane Clemens is a really good player.
Ace crosses the timeline, guarded by Mintz. To Ben Brown, to Lane Clemens, back to the top of the circle with Snyder, to Pringer, and is fouled on the drive by Mintz. We can stop Ace.
Yeah. He's been very aggressive attacking the basket tonight.
And he's a good free throw shooter, too.
He's a very good free throw shooter. That's the second on Isaiah Mintz. Team third here in the third quarter.
Nick Messer came in for. Who did he come in for?
Camden Robbins.
Camden Robbins, yeah. And second free throw rattles in. 38-28 Mustangs. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Mintz to Nick Messer. To Mason. To Kruk. Kruk in the right corner. To Max Stroud. He's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Mason with the rebound. Oh, come on. Yes.
That was a great rebound by Mason. A little bit of contact there. I can't believe he got another charge call in there. With as much contact there is down low, that's a tough two calls on him in this half. That's the third foul on Mason for the game. Fourth team foul. Turns the ball back over, and with that, Isaiah Morris comes in to sit Mason down here for probably the last 250 of this quarter.
So Clemens crossing the timeline to Brown on the right circle, and he throws out of bounds.
It's a good pass. The guy just went in the game.
Well, they must have said it got deflected.
About knocked the water out of his hand.
So Smokey retains the ball here.
Yeah, Brown inbounding the ball in front of the Smokey bench to Howard, to Ace, top of the circle, to Clemens, back to Ace, and he misses the layup to Morris. Maddox to Kruk, to Morris in the right circle, back to Mintz, back to Morris, to Maddox, and stolen away by Ace, and going to foul him again.
Yeah, that foul will go on Isaiah Morris. A little bit of chippiness after the foul. Smokey Mountain not happy about something over there. They call a timeout. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. It's a big moment here, guys. They're on the free throw line, up 38-28 for two free throws. Mason in a little bit of foul trouble. So how we finish this last 2 minutes may tell us a lot about how this game finishes.
Yep, important 2 minutes for sure.
We've had some big moments like this throughout the game, and we responded. So let's see if we can respond here as well.
We haven't been able to stop Ace the drive. and it's tough too.
Yeah, and back here, you know, we had the we can't turn it over at the top of the key and get them in transition.
No,
we're playing too good on the defensive end in the half court set. Even though we're outside, we're playing good basketball. We're creating tough shots for them. We can't allow them to turn it over and get in transition.
So H. Springer going to the free throw line again. How many free throws has he shot so far?
This
would
be 12-13.
2:02 to go in the third quarter. First
He's
free
not
throw
missing
good.
Is a problem.
Now, as Jack pointed out earlier, you know, Ace is a Ace Springer is a really good free throw shooter. So putting him on a line is not a good option, but we just jinxed
him. The announcer jinxed.
Yeah.
That's what we needed.
Maybe we'll talk about how good he is every time he does it. Yeah.
Morris to right on the and Maddox Wright drives the lane and he's fouled by 21 Ben Brown. That's him. Two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
Yeah, these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw was nothing but net. Maddox has one more. And that's good, too. Gets us down to 9 points. Ace. Brown to Custer Pringer. Back to Lane Clemens to Howard. To Ace. He's going to drive again. And we have a charger.
Well, I might not have liked the one they called on Mason down there, but we may have just got one back there.
Yep, think so.
So they're calling a lot of charges tonight. Great job of Campbell by sliding in front, forcing that call there, and we got it.
I just don't like them. Well, I'm not going to say, but I don't like that. Campbell's going to drive, and he's fouled.
That's a great job of Campbell getting up in the air.
Yeah.
So that's the second on Custer Pringer, 15 foul. And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw from Crook is no good. Has one more. Next one, nothing but net. 8-point lead for the Mustangs. Custer crossing the line to the right corner to Lane Clemens, and he's fouled by Isaiah Mintz, net correction, Nick Messer. So that'll be Lane Clemens going to the free throw line.
And they do a good job of doing some backside screens, a lot like our girls do. You know, they get it out on the wing on the backside and have a backside screen with a cut to the basket off of that screen. And it gets them good looks at the basket. You're either going to get fouled or make the two-point play.
Snyder coming in for Custer Pringer. And Jacob Troll coming in for the last minute of the third quarter. And the next one good for Clemens. Kamaris, who's in now. Guarded by Ace. Hands back to Micah Devlin to Crook. Three-pointer, no good. Ace with the rebound. Ace crossing the timeline. Hello.
Smoky Mountain has the ball up top.
Howard has it on the left circle to Snyder, to Lane, Clemens, guarded by Morris. Ben Brown's going to try to drive. Ace tries to drive. And there's a walk. And after that, the rebound is no good.
So that, folks, the end of the third quarter. Your Bears are down 41-31 to Smoky Mountain. I'm going to go back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.com. Your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Well, we've had cheerleaders out bringing some Christmas spirit here, guys. Our Bears again down 10, 41-31 going into the fourth quarter. Battling here, staying in this game tonight. Yeah,
Smoky Mountain will have the ball as we start the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Bears is Crook, Wright, Putnam, Messer, and Robinson. Ace hands to Ben Brown, guarded by Maddox. Ace is going to drive, and Nick Messer steals the ball. Crook pushing it down the court to Mason, to Robinson. Crook with the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Howard to Clemens. Across the left sideline, back to Brown, to Ace, to Howard, to Clemens. He's going to take a jump shot. No good. Maddox with a good one-handed rebound.
Good rebound. Good outlet. Going the other way to Mason.
And Mason is fouled. He's going to shoot two free throws.
Yeah, that'll send Mason Putnam to the line. That was fouls on number 11. Lane Clemens is first. And these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Mason with a missed free throw. Front of the rim. Next free throw rattles out. Custer with the rebound. To Ace. Ace is going to push it to Ben Brown. He's going to take a long three-pointer. In and out. Howard and Putnam.
That tie-up will get the ball back to Pisgah. And guys, I'm gonna try to bring a little bit of good luck here. We haven't said much about the three-point shot, so I'm going to say the next three-point shot is going to be sponsored by Forger Contractor.
Forger
Contractor.
And Maddox goes to the line for two free throws.
These free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That was Custer Kringer on the foul.
How to make these free throws, guys. Let's have this thing down to six or seven right now. Your free throws.
If we'd hit all of our free throws, we'd be tied right now.
Wow.
And Maddox hits the second one. To Clemens. And we tip the ball to Kruk. He's going to take the jump shot. Rebound. And back to him.
Kruk followed his shot there. I like seeing that.
There you go. Good pass to Mike Maddox. That's a, there you go.
Yeah, nice and nice steal.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That was a great steal by Mason down here on Custer Pringer. And then as he comes out going to get the block at half court, that's the third foul on Smoky Mountain. That one was on number 14, A. Springer. His second.
Mason crossing the timeline to Kruk. He's going to drive it to Mason. Mason puts up a jump shot. Custer with the rebound to Ace. Back to Custer. And stolen away by Kruk. And he makes the layup. 41-36. Oh, come on.
We got it to five, guys. That's our first foul in this quarter. First team foul. That is four on Camden Robinson. Good run here to cut it to five.
Clemens to Custer. Going to hand back to Ben Brown to Ace, top of circle. To Robinson. Guarding him. Back to Custer. Guarded by Maddox. To Clemens. To Howard. To Ace. He's going to drive. And rebound to Robinson.
To Big Kruk. Opportunity here, guys.
Oh, man. Too much.
Yeah, the last two possessions been a lot of one-on-one or one-on-two instead of moving the ball.
Just a little out of control.
Got it cut to five here, though. Put ourselves in position with 4:54 left in this game to have a chance to win it. 41-36.
So Brown inbounding the ball to Clemens. And timeout. Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, and Isaiah Mintz and Campbell Kruk forced that timeout there. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Guys, a lot of pressure got us back in this game.
Yeah,
yep. Campbell's made some good steals down here, like two out of the last three possessions. It's made a difference. Like you say, we just got to take it easy on this end. Driving to the basket's good. We want to attack, but just a little out of control.
Yeah, it's too much one-on-one, one-on-two.
It's got to be controlled chaos.
Yep.
So we want to attack the basket, but it's got to be off a pass.
That's right.
Yep.
The last few possessions just haven't been that, but, you know, we're still in this thing. So.
I think what's impressive to me is their big guy, Custer, has got 2 points.
Oh, yeah, good block by Maddox.
That's good ball movement right there. Good ball movement.
Hit it.
Oh. That will be foul number three on the Bears for this quarter, but that is going to be number four on Mason Putnam. Looked like he was going to get there for the steal, just got there a tad bit late.
We were really quick up front on that trap.
Howard inbounds the ball to Ace. Guarded by Mintz. Back to Howard. Guarded by Nick Messer to Ben Brown. And another steal for the Bears.
Under control.
Mason with a three-pointer.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Construction. Good Ace ball movement it. Again on the offensive end.
That's the ball game, fellas.
41-39 here.
Clemens to Brown to Ace at the top of the circle. He's trying to force the issue. Makes a layup. Man, right between three players. Somebody needs to take up that charge. Truck in the, to Maddox in the left corner. To Mintz. To Nick Messer. To Kruk, guarded by Snyder. To Mason with another three-pointer, in and out. Clemens with the rebound. Man.
A good dribble penetration by Campbell Kruk. Kick out to Mason, got the look, and it was down and just came out. Smoked him out back on the other end with a... another Ace Springer layup.
Ace has been really tough. He's been a weapon.
And Smokey tips the ball to Ace. 45-39, 2:30 to go in the half. I mean, in the game. Sorry.
Ace looks like he is not feeling good at all. Don't mean to be graphic, folks, but... he looks like he is not feeling well, and made himself, they called a timeout here, smoked him out, and to get him out of the game. So we'll check on him a little bit. Should have to be a timeout.
It's not going to be a timeout, but he's pulled him out.
He's accounted for 21 of their 45 points. He's played a really good game.
So they don't call a timeout on Smokey. They get to keep that timeout. 45-39 Smokey with 2:31 left here in the fourth.
Howard inbounds the ball to Clemens. Kruk. And that's going to be a foul on Kruk.
Just number two on Campbell. Team fourth foul. So anything moving forward will be two shots for Smokey.
Howard inbounding the ball again to Brown, guarded by Mason. Maddox guarding Custer. And back to Clemens. Back to Custer, guarded by Maddox. To Snyder. Back to Custer. To Snyder, to Clemens. In the corner. And we got the foul.
That'll be number three on Campbell Kruk. Team fifth, so it'll be two free throws for Lane Clemens. Score again, folks, 45-39. Smokey is ahead with 1:51 left here in the fourth quarter.
Clemens with two free throws. First one's good, 46-39. Smokey. Clemens' next free throw is good, 47-39. We have a foul on Custer Springer.
That'll be team foul number four on Smoky Mountain, which will put us on the free throw line on the next free throw.
Mason trying to drive and He drives again. Robinson with the shoot jump shot. Maddox controls it. To Mason, no good. Maddox with the rebound. Back to Mason. And timeout.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So good job by Mason there, getting it taken into Pringer with his fourth foul. That's Custer Pringer there, folks. He had to back off, got the easy two, got the game to six, a minute 14 left. Smokey will have the ball, but you can bet we're going to come up with a lot of pressure here.
Yeah, and if we don't, they're going to foul. Yep. If we don't get the inbounds pass, we're going to have to foul.
And what I'd say is foul anybody but Ace Springer.
Anybody but.
Deny him the ball and foul anybody. Force the ball somewhere else and foul him quick if you don't get the steal. Both sides throwing up what they want here. Tight game here, folks. Again, a six-point game. Our Bears have been trailing for a majority of this game, but really keep battling back. You know, they get down 10 and battle back to 4-5, and get down 10 and battle back to 4-5. So shown a lot of fortitude and effort in this game, and, you know, really battling. So we've got a chance here with a minute 14.
Here's a stat for you with a six-point game. Unofficially, we're 5 of 14 from the free throw line. They're 18 of 26.
Wow.
That was almost a steal.
Not him. That foul's going to be on Campbell's hook, and that's going to be his fourth. Team six that send Ace Pringle back to the line. So maybe we'll jinx him by saying we shouldn't foul him. But Ace Pringle puts that first one in. I didn't jinx him that time.
That's probably 1 in 10 or 2 in 10.
Yeah. Runs the score back up to 7-point lead for Smokey at 48-41.
And next one good. Messer inbounds the ball to Truck. Guarded by Clemens. To Mason, he's going to drive. Jumper in the lane, no good. Rebounded to Ben Brown. To Custer.
They got a foul here. Oh, we got the steal, though. Campbell Crook with the basket. Puts it back to six with 33.3 seconds.
Time out still again. Time.
So much what I know is we're trapping and we're letting time go over the clock, and I'm saying foul. We got a foul.
Right.
About that time, we get the steal and get the two-point back at the basket. So, awesome job. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
You want to read the other sponsors one more time?
Yes, so let's recognize all of our sponsors here tonight. Our sponsorship list for all Pisgah basketball season is Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Florida Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, Papertown Equipment Rental, and First Citizens Bank Wealth and Management. So, guys, again here, 33.3 seconds, down six with the foul. They go to the free throw line. But looks like we got a few new faces here to give up the foul. So we got several in with four fouls here.
Yep.
Custer inbounds the ball to Clemens. To Ace. Got a foul.
Doing a smart thing. You see whose hands are keep it in.
Yep.
Yeah, It's going to be a Springer going back to the free throw line.
So about 9 seconds off the clock there, 24-8 left, down six with Ace going to the line here.
First one good, 50-43. I guess it was 49 points to the 50.
Yeah, I thought they got it to 7 there, but.
And Robinson tries to shoot a three-pointer, and
it got blocked by Custer Pringer there.
Yeah.
Smokey gets the ball back. Outlet passes up. And that's going to send Howard to the line. And that is 51-43 right now, where he hit both of those. 8-point lead with 15 seconds left here. That made by the ice there, gentlemen.
Howard's first free throw, no good.
What we needed a little while ago.
And both of them.
Nick Messer on the three. That is off. Rebounded by Smoky Mountain. And we will foul with 8.2 left. And got a little confrontation between Ace Springer and Maddox Wright down there. The foul was on Maddox. That is his fifth. He'll be fouled out of the game and send Ace Springer back to the line. Smokey seems to be bringing in five reserves here with 8.2 seconds left. And everybody but Ace is coming out of the game. And Ace will come out of the game if he hits both of these free throws. Isaiah Mintz came in for Maddox Wright.
First free throw rattles in, 52-43. And next one good, 53-43.
Mason with the three and a make, and that 3-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting. Runs the score to 53-46. Smoky Mountain up here with 3.3 seconds left in the game.
That was a long 3-pointer, about 30 feet.
Yeah, that was out here by the volleyball line. Pulled up, buried that one. We used a few of those a little earlier.
Yep. Ace is 16 for 19 himself from the free throw line.
So, got to commend him for that. He's hit his free throws tonight.
Yes.
We're up by 7 here. They're getting the ball back, 3.3 seconds left. In all likelihood, the game will end like this. A 7-point loss, and they've one individual had 16 of 19 on the free throw line.
Timeout.
I'm not sure what just happened there. I guess he called a timeout just to get it on the sidelines. They did get it in. Nick Messer was about to tie it up. 0.5 seconds left. I would have thought they might let it go. So that's the end of the game, folks. Smoky Mountain wins the boys' game here tonight, 53-46 in a hard-fought match. We'll be back with the player of the game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award from outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Campbell Crook. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts with wondering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-39. Locations near you.
So, guys, pretty good game. Campbell got to a hot start there tonight. Really, I thought was key in that first quarter to keeping us in the game. There was a time I think we were down 7-0. Came down and made a few big plays to get it to 7-4. Got a steal and an assist back to Mason to 7-6. And really played steady throughout the night. Tonight. So a lot of guys played hard and played well, but great game by Campbell tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we got pulled it within two there that one time. I think it was 41-39. But even early in the game, it was a 10. So we get the 7. They go up 11. We just never could get it whittled right on down where we needed to. And like I say, it didn't help the fact I think they shot 32 free throws to our 14 or 16. So, yeah, just a tough night. Don't know, you know, a few times out of control down here. And just, you know, I think a lot of young players, too, trying to make something happen late in the game. And we'll grow. We'll get better for it.
I agree. I mean, we do have some younger players. Campbell had a great game. Mason, Maddox, you know. I like Coach Rodomer's style, too. Very defensive pressure.
Yeah, and I think that was probably a focal point of ours. And I hate to use this word, but make this game a little ugly. Slow it down. Still play fast, but slow it down. Be physical on the defensive end. Make them earn it. Keep it a low-scoring game as possible, because that is a team that can put up points in a hurry. And we held them to a lot less than their average for several of the individuals and as a team.
Yeah. What was Custer averaging coming in?
Right at 20.
He was at
20. Yeah, he scored 2 tonight. The dunk is the only thing he got.
Wow.
So
Custer was averaging 19, Brown 17, and Ace 17.
Yeah, Custer had a dunk in the second quarter, and that's all he got tonight.
Yeah, so great job of really isolating him. Yeah, and making them take shots that they normally don't want to take. And played well enough defensively to win the game. Didn't convert well enough offensively tonight.
Well, you couldn't contain Ace driving down the lane.
But played a good game, you know. Yep. So it's going to be some tough battles coming up. So this will get us ready for that. Tough way to start the conference, but it shows we can compete in this conference this year.
It does. Got to shoot it better. Got to shoot it better.
So any last thoughts, guys?
What's the next game?
So folks, we'll be on the air next Tuesday night at North Henderson. And then we've got Inca here Wednesday night, which we will not be on the air.
Okay.
But then we'll be back home on the air next Friday with Franklin.
Franklin
another
here.
Big conference game
yeah.
Here next Friday night. So join us next Tuesday. Know that we'll be on the air next Friday. And, folks, there's an awful good chance that the following Tuesday we'll be on the air from Western Carolina University watching both of these teams take on North Buncombe again.
Nice. It'll be a nice treat for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a good game. Be two tough games again. We won the girls in a tough game, lost the boys in a tough game, and I expect both of them to be very similar.
Yep. So. Yeah. Like I say, I just, after seeing these boys tonight, I just expect them to get better and better as the season goes on. It's, you know, a few things to work out. We'll be right there.
Absolutely. So great night tonight for our Bears. Our Lady Bears won big. Our JV ladies won in double overtime by 11, I think. JV boys lost that tight game, and then the boys, varsity boys here, lost this one close. But overall, good night for the Bears.
If you can't go to North Henderson Tuesday night, there's going to be a Pisgah wrestling match here in the gym, and the wrestling team is really, really good. If you've never been to a wrestling match, you need to watch.
And Jackie's will be the main card, so make sure you're
That's right.
Here.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so folks, if you're not going to get over to Henderson County, come out here to watch the wrestling team, wear your earbuds, and listen to us on the
That's
radio.
Right.
So you can have
That's
the best
it.
Of both
Perfect.
Worlds.
That's
yep.
it.
So. Well, with that, we're going to sign off here tonight. We'll talk to you Tuesday night. Hope everyone enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to all of our sponsors here tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.